the Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
We're sitting here drinking, I think it's cognac. Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is,
brought
man.
To me
it's intense.
By the Armenians. The Armenians are some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah.
The Armenians who train with Ronda Rousey, they brought over some delicious cognac, and it's perfect for our second anniversary show, Manny Garmbarian. Shout out to my man Manny and Gokar and all those people over there, and of course, Kyle Parisian. Armenians are some fun people. That's one of the cool things about ethnicities, you know, that you get to meet. You know, some people just like as a group that are like different than your normal white people.
Yeah.
You know, Armenians are way more fun than your normal white people.
I got my hair cut today by one. And I think we've talked about how scary that is.
Yo, this shit is like flashing in my face and freaking me out. Can we not have this? This is like the worst way you could ever hold a conversation. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Dude, like, I can't see. Like right now, I'm looking at Pac-Man's in front of my eyeballs. This is like he burned it in my fucking retina.
That's funny.
What are you playing behind me, man? Tetris? Remember Tetris?
Yeah. It's no, that's Tetris. Not, it's actually, not. I have a great idea. There's all these lasers in this room now. Imagine also projecting the old school 80s asteroids mixed into it.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Not Tetris. I didn't mean Tetris, though. You know what I meant? Simon Says. Remember the game where there was like, it was so stupid. It was like one color and then another color, and you had to like keep up with the color. Do-dee-do-do-do-do-do-do. You had to remember it and then relay exactly how it did the beats.
Yep.
Like, that's how desperate we were for games back then. Like,
yeah.
Who gives a fuck if you get that right? You know?
It's frustrating for me. I don't like it.
Did you think they ever had like competitions?
Oh, I'm sure they had.
What was it called again?
Simon Says.
What Simon Says.
Yeah.
Do you think they had Simon Says competitions?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Because they have, like, Rubik's Cube competitions.
Simon Says seems like that the winner would be interesting because there's only really so many. Like, you've talked about it before, how many numbers or names you can keep in your head. That's the same way as Simon Says. That's how many things you can remember in a row.
Right.
Or, you know, short-term memory. And there has to be a cutoff number.
I don't think that's how many names you can remember. I think they say how many semi-intimate relationships you can have.
Oh.
Like, not even, you know, just have knowledge of someone.
Right.
Have them in your head. There's people that I like completely forgot about, and then someone will bring it back, and it's like someone dusts off the file and hands it to me, and then I can start going through. Oh yeah, oh my god, oh yeah, and you know, and then all of a sudden these memories are now available again.
Yeah.
But like my brain was ready to get rid of them, you know, my brain was ready to. We don't need that there. You can only remember so much. You can only remember so many people. You can only remember so many names, so many things you've done. Like, at a certain point in time, it's like, why are you even accessing this memory? You know, you got to be concentrating on your own life right now, stupid. Stop living in the past. It's almost like it won't let you have access to it just to, you know, just to keep you fucking moving forward.
Yeah.
So you don't sit around like a dumb monkey thinking about every moment that ever happened ever in your life and make second guesses left and right. You know, if you had access to every memory that you ever had, how many people would just obsess at every fucking single mistake they've ever made and why they made it and, you know, just go over the whole list of every fucking step? It would be really hard to ignore. Like, the way to move on and ignore it is just kind of forget about it. That's, like, the best way. Like, if you had a troubled past, if, you know, you were, like, a drunk and a fucking loser and, you know, you hit your girlfriend or something and you've reformed yourself from that, wouldn't it be awesome if those memories just dissolved? When you were actually reformed, once you've actually become reformed, once you've actually paid your debt, wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to think about that anymore? If you learned your lesson and you just like...
If you could delete it from your head completely.
I want to delete that from my hard drive.
That's
going to
be...
That?
That definitely seems like that's going to be in the future.
That would probably be a
hacking
law.
Your brain.
People would say, you know, I want him to remember. I want him to remember. No, don't let him delete it. And then people would have like legal battles to see if a guy, you know, who did some horrendous crime that is ultimately incredibly sorry for, could he delete his memory of that crime?
Right. Oh, it'd probably
you know, that's a weird. That would really be. I'm sorry, but it would be a real weird contest where it would come down to punishment or reform. Like, what are we really interested in? Are we really, really interested in fixing people, or are we really interested in some retribution? Like, what is it when someone does a crime? You know.
Yeah, there would have to have rules for it. Like, you can't abuse it. Like, you could only delete, like, if you were molested or if you...
Maybe if some shit was holding you back.
Right.
But then it would be like a battle for consciousness. Why can't you just delete it any way you want. I mean, you can delete it now if you just want to sniff pain all day.
Right.
You just, I mean, that's what a lot of people are doing. They're you
that's
know,
right.
they're self-medicating.
Yeah.
When you get around down to certain things, there's certain things like sniffing paint. You're like, okay, really? You know, like you when you see those pictures, there's one, there's a brilliant one on the internet of a guy with I believe it's silver or gold paint all over his face. Oh, all yeah. over his face.
The you guy seen was cops. Just, they have it all the time. People with silver really? On their face. They're like,
oh my god, what is that guy running from? That guy's running from something deep. You know, I don't know if
jobs.
It's a genetic thing.
He's running around school and jobs.
Teeth, health, well-being. He's running from all those things.
Yeah,
sprinting away. It's weird, man. It's like there almost has to be a full spectrum of people. It seems like if you just let things go hairy, carry all over the fucking place, if it's not engineered, it seems like human life can hit the whole spectrum from monster to saint, from angel to killer to slut to perfect person to, you know, I mean, you can every fucking step along the way is possible and you can meet it. It's just it has to get mashed up into one crazy chaotic soup that is the human existence.
Yeah.
You know, it almost seems like in order to have, we all want everything to be perfect and everything to be beautiful, but it's almost like in order to have these beautiful moments, you have to have something contrasting it. You have to have something that opposes it. You have to have something that motivates it. You have to have something that's it's moving against. It seems almost like some sort of a grand pattern for improvement. You know, if you looked at the human race as like something other than, you know, what we are, you looked at it as other than your friends and your neighbors and loved ones, just look at it as like an organism, like how it's working.
Yeah.
You know, right. So it's almost like all these things have to be in place. You almost have to have the full spectrum of human behavior, of fuck ups and geniuses and humbling people and incredible talents and child prodigies and lazy fucks. You almost have to all have them all together. It's like they all play a piece in this crazy puzzle. It's just to us that's in it. They're like, oh, look at this fat fuck who's in my way. Well, that fat fuck like is a part of the spectrum. Like he's in there for a reason. You know, everybody is.
We were at Target the other day, and this super obese old fat lady. I'm talking like
how
maybe
old?
70, 75. But
that's incredible.
Obese. So like, yeah. So it's like a unicorn. And but she was like, she walked into Target. And she couldn't walk anymore, so she like leaned on the security thing, like those things you walk through when you know it goes beep 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 beep, you know,
right.
Like when you walk out.
Right.
She leaned on, and it's about to crack over, and Veronica was like, "Hey, do you need help, ma'am?" And she goes, "No, I need this place to send me a wheelchair, though." And so and then she's like, "Oh, okay." And then so she told like this lady, like, "Hey, I think this woman needs a wheelchair." And the woman's like, "Oh, we're out of wheelchairs right now because there's, you know, we only have 12 or something like that." And so she just started to lean more and more on that security thing. And it's just broken now. It's just like hanging to the side. But you're just like looking like these poor people at Target, you know, they're like, it's not their fault. This woman is so obese and old and breaking their shit, but they can't get mad at her. Like if I went over there and just knocked that thing over, they'd be like, "All right, you owe us $400 for a new security system." You know?
Well, that's an unfortunate situation just all around.
Yeah.
You know, when you get someone that gets that out of hand, I don't care how old they are. That's like, wow. Oof, you know.
Yeah.
That's a cry for help. There's something.
I think she's already been crying enough.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's just that's a horrendous lack of self-awareness. I don't know if you could say awareness or discipline or certainly control
right.
of your biology. Your biology is completely out of whack. You know, that's probably one of the worst things that could happen to a person, to just not be able to control their biology anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's devastating. To get caught up in some crazy thing where you want to eat all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what is it? It's a fucking kink, man. It's a mental kink. It's like any other one, man. It's like the ones that make people addicted to looking at underage girls and shit like that. Like, what the fuck is that, man? How is that broken shit still around? Like, how is that genetically even in the code? You know, how are those? It's like, you know, when you have dogs, one of the things about dog breeders is if you go to a good breeder who really cares about dogs, you can get a brilliant dog because these dogs are bred to not be aggressive to people. The smart ones are the ones they want to breed. And any dog that's aggressive to other dogs, they don't let them breed. No crazy dogs. You know, yeah. Everybody was cool and calm. And in because of that. Like, I have one of my dogs, Johnny, is the greatest dog. He's so nice. He's just a sweetheart. He's smart. He's not stupid. He's always just likes to be around people and be friendly. Just a great dog. And I swear it's because this guy was conscientious and he thought about it.
Yeah.
We can't do that with people, though. We can't treat people like dogs, unfortunately.
We should be
able to. That's Hitler talk, man.
We should be able to, though.
No, that's Hitler talk. You can't have too much control over the wave. You just got to ride it. You got to influence it as much as possible in a positive sense, but you can't ultimately control shit like that because those people are here. They're here. You got to be nice to them. Try to steer them in the right direction possible if you can, but they're here.
Yeah.
Can't keep them from fucking...
We're already turning into Nazis anyways, this country. This new SOPA shit. Or this
Explain
not new
it
shit,
me.
SOPA shit. All right, I don't even know it that well. But what I
it's
understand...
It's online... What is it called?
But what I get
Stop
from...
Stop Online Piracy Act? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
It's a way for, they can pretty much start censoring websites. So, like, if you have a copywritten video on your website and stuff like that, it's pretty much giving permission for, like, a third party, I believe, just to be able to shut it down. So what it's going to
really?
Turn into, I believe, is, like... You know how YouTube is like the biggest Nazis when it comes to like if you have a song on there, they'll just, you know, delete your video. Or if you even have the word UFC in a title, they'll just delete the video.
Yes,
you know,
a
they're,
lot
they're
of
very
times.
Big. Instance. That's what I'm starting. That's what's going to allow the government, I believe,
to
do.
You can just pull stuff off
pull
your
stuff.
Website.
And it's like, well, how where does it stop? Like, what if I have an avatar of Harry Potter? You know what I mean? Like, on a message board somebody uses. Can they say, hey, that's a copywritten image? You know,
this is almost all because of the Hollywood.
Yeah.
This is all because of movies.
Right.
This is the what justification for SOPA and protect IP. And it says two words, rogue sites. That's Hollywood's term for websites that happen to be located in a nation more hospitable to copyright infringement than the United States. In fact, the U.S. is probably the least hospitable jurisdiction in the world for such an endeavor. Because the target is offshore, a lawsuit against the owners in a U.S. court would be futile.
Wow.
So that's what they're doing. So that's... What it is you we have a problem with sites that can start just fucking showing movies and
yeah, but
and
does it stop just at movies
and
or
TV
does it...
shows and well, I mean if what they're saying there is something to that makes sense that you shouldn't be able to steal people's shit.
I agree with that, but do you also agree that like what the because like this
I don't
might,
agree
like,
I certainly don't agree with anybody getting any more control than they already have.
This seems like
let
to
me just
me,
state that right away.
Right,
I don't think they should. I don't think it's a slippery slope. And you start mm-hmm. the internet is free, and the internet is supposed to be free. And why it's so beautiful, and why so much has come out of it, and why it's so hospitable, you know, to us, to this generation, to the people that grew up with it, to the people that recognize that it's changed the whole fucking world, man. It's changed our reality. It changed our perceptions, our connections. The internet being free is what made this whole thing happen the way it's happening right now. And understandably, the powers that be
right.
are not happy about that. So if they can give in to the whims of Hollywood or whatever in order to, you know, protect themselves. And on the other hand, though, I think that people should be fucking prosecuted, too. I feel like there should be some sort of a law without some sort of a sweeping justification like this. There should certainly be a way to keep someone from stealing someone's material.
A common sense law.
If it's a movie or if it's a pay-per-view fight, whether it's UFC or boxing or a WWE event, I think there should be laws. There should be laws that keep people from streaming that shit. There should be a way they could stop that because that is theft.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between that and the freedom of just to be able to distribute information, especially information like little YouTube clips or something like that. Like you might link it in a blog. Like what if you link something in a blog? Like say if you had a YouTube clip where there's a great scene in the movie The Shining and
right.
you use this great scene and as a point. In your
yeah.
blog, you like, and it's sort of like this scene, The Shining. This is what I felt like at that moment. Well, if you have that in your blog, what if it's just, you know, embedded from YouTube? Does it is that still count? Can they fucking pull you?
Exactly.
I bet they can.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this law, it seems like it's almost like a seatbelt law. Like, this is just letting them get the power to do whatever the fuck they want to. Meaning, like, it might be, you might think of it like, oh, no, they're only
right.
going to go after you if you're, like, fucking streaming fucking Goodfellas 2
yeah,
on your website.
Yeah, but you can't give them that door. more because they can alter it from then. Well, then it could be any other crime, and then it could be conspiracy to commit crime or being involved in medical marijuana, which is federally illegal. Things can get real slippery.
Yeah,
you know, and it really depends on who's spreading the right money in the right direction. This crazy, corrupt, fucking wackadoo system we got going on here.
Did you hear about Good Daddy?
We're a fucking gigantic banana republic. That's what we are, bro. We are just selling our ass to the highest bidder over and over and over again. And I guess the highest bidder right now is Hollywood.
Yeah. Did you hear about GoDaddy? What happened to them?
What are they doing?
This is, you know, this is so amazing that nowadays, like Anonymous, I feel safer that Anonymous exists than our own government right now, because this is a perfect example of
how
awesome.
They seem to have a conscience that's more in tune with mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yours.
Absolutely. So what happened is GoDaddy's put on their website yesterday that they support SOPA, this new law that's going to do all this crap. And I guess there's like 150 big corporations that do, mostly probably Hollywood and stuff like that. Anyways, so everybody, they started, like people on the internet through Anonymous and through websites and community, they started transferring their domains and registers out of GoDaddy to like other different companies because of this. And they got such a huge hit that today GoDaddy said, you know what? We changed our mind. We're whatever the internet wants.
And they
deleted the old thread. They deleted the old thing off their website. They did the new one and it
holy went. Shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, and it was so fast.
Here's a really disturbing comment from Verizon. It said, Verizon continues to look at SOPA, and while it's fair to say that we have concerns about the legislation, we are working with the congressional staff to address those concerns, a representative told us. I don't like the way that sounds.
Verizon's one of the biggest supporters of this, and that's already been noted. That's what we've talked about this before, where I said, you know, that's one of the reasons that I fucking jumped ship off of Verizon. Because
AT&T doesn't? Because Tim McCone, an AT&T executive vice president of Federation, said, we have been supportive of the general framework of the Senate bill. When it comes to SOPA, all AT&T would say is that it is working constructively with Chairman Smith and others towards a similar end in the House. It sounds like they're supporting it, too.
Yeah, but also, don't you remember Google and and Verizon? Remember, teamed up?
I think they have to. I think if I owned a big corporation, I would definitely feel differently. If I owned the UFC, I would feel differently. I want to be real clear. I think, you know, when you fucking steal someone's stream off, you know, a pay-per-view, and somehow or another you get that shit out into the internet, man, that's you're fucking people out of money, and that's not fair. You're not supposed to be doing that. That's clearly doing something that's shitty. You know, you're stealing.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference between that. Like, yes, you should stop that. But you know what you shouldn't do? You shouldn't give anyone the ability to just start shutting down websites. You shouldn't give anyone the ability to decide what they think is offensive or what they think is dangerous to the country. Whatever the fuck that means. You know, that's all they need to see. They need to see something along those lines on top of the online piracy. And it's just, once the doors open, man, once you let the vampire in the house. Didn't you see Fright Night?
No.
It's good. It's pretty good. The new one, it's pretty fucking good.
Really?
With the handsome Irish bloke. What's his name?
I don't know. I don't even know what that movie is.
What the fuck's his name? The guy, he had a sex tape a while back with Billy Hot Black Girl who was in Playboy. Colin McFarrell, is that his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's the vampire.
Oh, really?
Badass vampire. It's a good fucking movie, man. It didn't get any credit. It's a fun movie. I mean, it's not trying to be Citizen Kane, but it's a fun fucking vampire movie.
Shit,
I liked it. I enjoyed it. That's because it's the second anniversary.
Yeah, dude. It's so crazy. It's been 2 years from this shit.
Well, it's definitely changed. Look at us now. We've got a fucking studio here.
Yeah.
Got a real place.
Yeah.
We've got cameras all up in this bitch.
Got fucking lasers.
Got our NASA shirts back, though. These lasers could be frying my eyeballs, bro. How do you even know? Are these safe?
Yeah, they're safe lasers.
Dude, if I lose my vision, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking hit you.
It's going to slowly help your vision.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's going to shave off a little one by one.
Wow.
There's a new app you have to download. It's free. I fucking been going. I don't know if you've been watching my Twitter lately.
No.
But it is the most amazing thing. The guys that do Bad Robot that did Lost, they have a new app, and it's called, it's free, Action Movie. And what they did is they got together with Skywalker Sound and a couple of like real video movie people, and they have these things where you just record something, and like I've been doing it with my cats and dogs, and then like your dog will sit there, and suddenly a helicopter will come in like realistically, and then crash on your dog, blowing your dog up, and then like movie shit. It's amazing, dude. I'll show you one. Here, I'll show you one right now.
That's incredible.
Oh, it's
called Action Movie.
It's free. It's called Action Movie.
And why did they do? They just did this for fun?
Because there's some advertising in it, you know. Oh, and then you can buy extra scenes. Like, I want missiles.
Well, you would think if someone could come up with something like Angry Birds. I mean, I don't play Angry Birds because I have a real fear of anything that's addictive. And all I hear about that thing is Angry Birds so addictive. Angry Birds so addictive. But I mean, what if you can come up with something brilliant like that? That's really the way to make money. Come up with your own. And then get advertising on it. Yeah. And then advertisement, you know, get it, you know, X amount of dollars per whatever downloads you can get. And that's like a legitimate way of putting shit out now, right?
Yeah, it totally is. Well, look at Louis C.K. Louis C.K.
Let's talk about that.
He already made $1 million.
So, first of all, it's so inspirational. Not just that. It's other shit that he said afterwards. He gave a bunch of it away, man.
Yeah.
He gave like...
He's only keeping a quarter of it so far. But what he
forgot... Well, the money's still coming in.
Yeah, what he forgot to do is like to take out tax, because that's probably going to be like, what, 40% of that $1 million?
Well, no, because not if he doesn't take it as payment. You know, if he gives it away in charity, right. It actually he doesn't have to pay as much. But what I love is his attitude about it. It was a really fascinating attitude. And this is a real attitude. This isn't a guy like pretending to be like super thoughtful. Mm-hmm. You know, he said something like really selfless. He said, I never thought of it as my money. I just thought of it as the money.
Right.
It's like a resource. And you got it. You got to just put it right back into work.
Yeah.
And I remember I read that. And I was like, wow, what a brilliant statement. And what a great representation of who he is. You know, he's such an interesting guy and an interesting thinker. You know, I mean, he really puts his money where his mouth is. And it's a stupid statement, but, you know, I have to say it. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what he did. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, he really is that weird dude. You know, he's like one of my favorites of all time right now.
I can't wait to get him on a podcast someday.
I'll have to ask him. I always avoid asking him because I know how busy he is. And I know he does his own show, dude. He fucking edits it. He films it and he edits it. I mean, I would love to sit down and talk to him about the process, but he's so crazy that he won't even do it on like a Big Mac. He has like a 13-inch lap.
Well, that might be old video too.
I don't know. That's what he said.
He probably has a fucking...
Well, I'm sure he has it, but that's not the point. I think he could always afford it, dude.
Yeah.
He was always making plenty of money before that. I mean, Louis's been a big name national headliner for years. Like it was never like he had an issue affording a good laptop. You know, he just wants to do it on his laptop for some crazy reason.
Check this out. I did this on my phone. Watch this. Watch the TV right there.
Is this the action movie thing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just killed my cat.
Wow, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I did a whole bunch of, like, Stitcher Radio.
Oh, dude, we shouldn't tell people about this.
Why?
Because then people are going to take videos of their ex-girlfriends and then and then put that shit online.
So that's
how disturbing
cool.
would
so much
that
fun.
Be?
Check this one out.
Watch. You don't even listen to me, you fuck.
Check this one
you
out.
Listen, you don't think that's disturbing?
No, it's so fake. Watch.
Got my new Stitcher mug. Hold on. Christmas. Thanks, guys. Everyone check out Stitcher.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. It's like kind of the same joke, though, over and over again. Here's something, we're going to blow it up. Here's something, we're going to blow it up.
So you think people are going to
use their ex-girlfriends and ex-boyfriends. What? For sure. Blow the fuck out of them. Make a video of them getting missiles shot in their head. Why wouldn't you?
Like this?
There's a lot of people that want to do that.
Like
is this? That we have? Oh, she's hot. Oh, no, dude, that's bullshit. She acted. That's total bullshit. That's stupid. Why'd you play that? How dare you, Brian? How dare you on our second anniversary? So let's get back to this crazy SOPA thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, have you looked into it? Because I have not. And, you know, everything I'm saying is just I don't know the words of the legislation. I don't know how it's written. But what I do know is it's very dangerous to give people or give the government the option to go into your shit and shut things down.
Yeah.
Just to have that door open. In my opinion, that shouldn't be the case. It should be, you know, aggressive prosecution of people who violate the current laws. You know, I'm for that.
Right.
But what I'm not for is anybody having the ability to shut your shit off.
Yeah. Or censorship. Imagine your website, like you put a video of Fear Factor on there, like on the front page, and they're like, "Oh, the copyright, bam, your website's gone. Sorry, you can't have another."
Well,
website.
I've had shit yanked off of YouTube that was my own work.
Yeah,
my own work. You know, my own clips from one of my specials I put up, and it got yanked down for copyright infringement. And that's when I really felt like a little hooker. Yeah. I was like, "Wow, look at this! I don't even own my own jokes anymore. I can't even take a clip and say, hey, you know, this is from my last CD. Here it is. I can't let you watch that clip. It's not up to me anymore." Like, they pull it down. Like, they knew it was my fucking YouTube page, I think.
Maybe.
Unless they just have a bot.
But that's just it. What if they start doing that? What if, you know, that's the first time, if they ever start censoring the internet, that pretty much makes it North Korea. You know, they're pretty much controlling us like that.
I think we get more electricity and you can eat
things
other than rice.
That's the first step of being like a country.
Well,
like
everything
that
seems to be moving in that direction. Well, the real issue with this country is that people are really worried right now. And, you know, the economy in a lot of parts is based on some crazy shit that nobody understands. And when it all starts fucking falling apart, people get nutty. And if it continues to fall apart and then gets to some really chaotic state where the resources and the money and the, you know, it all doesn't match up right anymore and the whole thing needs to be reevaluated and it causes a massive, massive state of turmoil, people are going to want to be able to control people. And that's what's going on right now. As the shit was, when everything was great, you know, in the 90s when Clinton was in office and the economy was booming, you know, you never worried about the military on your streets. That wouldn't even come into your head. You'd be like, what? Who the fuck is going to have tank? No. People are generally good in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, before that Timothy McVeigh thing happened, everybody was like, what? An American terrorist killing Americans? Really? No. This is generally a pretty prosperous nation. Things are generally going well for us. But I think in this day and age, the more people lose faith in the honesty of their representatives, the more people lose faith in the way the system is set up, the more it's likely that there's going to be some sort of unrest. And the fact that that's coinciding with all these new laws and new bills that are being passed that are completely unconstitutional, that are completely against what this whole country is supposed to be started from. It's such a mad dash for power and so obvious. The ones in charge are willing to really pervert the Constitution to bend to their current will because they're worried about losing power. Because it seems like people are just lining up in the streets, hundreds of thousands at a time. And when that doesn't get resolved, it has to end somehow. How's it going to end? How's it going to end? They're gonna keep piling onto the streets. And what? Well, we've got to figure out a way to bring tanks into the equation. You know, we got to figure out a way to bring helicopters and tear gas and fucking sound machines that make it impossible for you to breathe. Yeah, we got to do some crazy shit that really should be terrorist shit. And this is how every country that's losing power ultimately gets. Nobody ever just gives up power. Nobody ever goes, all right, you guys are, listen, you're making some really good points. I've been a really shitty representative, and I know I got cited for 40 different house ethics violations, but I want to be the king. Come on, guys. I know I fucked up. No, those conversations never take place because everybody who wants to run things is absolutely confident they should be the one running it. And everybody that's running it is absolutely confident that they should be the one who continues to run it, and they don't want to give up that fucking throne. They don't want to give it up. And they're willing to pervert the very foundation of what this country is supposed to be all about. Liberty and justice for all. And Benjamin Franklin said it best. He who would give up liberty for security deserves neither. And that's where we're at. We're at a terrible, terrible point where the system is inadequate for the information that's available. People are too smart now. The world is aware. You can't have your crazy lobbyist special interest group set up. It's nonsense. It's crazy. And it seems like some people are bribing you to do some shit the rest of us don't want to do. Well, guess what? Now, because we have this thing called the internet, the rest of us get to let you know exactly how you feel. We get to say exactly how we feel for the first time in human history. And we don't like this. And that's why there's hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. It doesn't have to be for one specific reason that you can nail down in an intellectual debate with, you know, some fucking guy on C-SPAN. It doesn't have to be that. It is an obvious sentiment that is the nature of the being is revolting. It's like something fighting cancer. Those people are like white blood cells. They don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they know they're supposed to gather where this part is sick.
Amen.
That's what's going on, man. Salute.
Cheers.
The Armos. How badass was Ronda Rousey, huh?
Yeah.
Cool
dude,
chick, man.
I fell in love.
I know you did. I saw you fade. I saw you fade into Lovesville.
Well, you know, it's weird being around a girl like that. You're very I got very intimidated.
That girl would fuck you up, man.
I know. I got intimidated. Yeah. Like I didn't want
to. She might be able to tap me, man. I'm scared. I wouldn't want to roll with her.
Right.
I would hate it if Ronda Rousey tapped me.
Most girls I meet, though, like that come to a podcast or if I meet in person, like yeah. even if I don't know them well, if I like hung out with them for like 5 or 10 minutes, I'd be like, all right, good seeing you, give them a hug.
Right.
Like, I don't know why I automatically go for a hug when
yeah,
it comes to girls.
Yeah, we all do. It's yeah. a friendliness.
But with her, I was like, well, here you go. And you I put out my hand her? And she goes, you can have a hug. Come on.
Yeah,
and
you didn't want her to get those double underhooks. That's instinctual. You didn't want her to fucking Harry Goshi your ass. That was cool, all the different terms. I knew Uchimata and Haragoshi, and I often use them wrong.
You know, and she seemed like she was just like a cool surfer
cool.
chick almost. You
well,
know?
You know what she is, man? She's like a winner, you know? And winners come in all sorts of weird different forms, but they always have one thing they have in common. They're always exceptional in some way, shape, or form. She's got an exceptional brain, you know? Like, you know, this girl's only like 24 years old, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and she could totally hang in any sort of conversation. Yeah, she says like a lot. So what? So do you.
Right.
You know, people say like a lot sometimes. You know, it's a version of mm-hmm. You know, I understand. And people got upset about that. Like, she didn't like every other word. But yeah, but what did she say, though? What was what she was saying? She said some pretty cool fucking interesting shit. You know, can you imagine growing up a pretty girl doing judo, traveling around the world with your badass judo mom who was a fucking, you know, who was going to college while she was raising you and competing on the Olympic judo team and fucking people up, the first person ever to win a gold medal from the United States for judo.
It would be like dating a superhero, the closest you can get to dating a superhero.
It's terrifying for you.
Yeah.
That would be a total role reversal from damaged girls. Do you think you could go from a girl who's like sort of a shy, demure girl to a girl that could just fucking hip toss dudes on their heads?
I don't know.
Do you think you could handle that?
I don't know, because they probably have their own kind of reason why that they, you know, it's like a stripper or like a comic, you know, they all have their reason to why they want to be an ass kicker, you know, or why they
right. want. Well, I think she most certainly was influenced by her mother. I mean, her mother was a fucking super badass. Who is it? Who is it?
Why do you have to lock it
up? Oh, Doug Benson.
Doug Benson and Ari Shaffer.
Welcome, gentlemen. We're in the middle of our second anniversary podcast. Holla. What's up, brother? This is NASA. I work for NASA. Not really. Don't sue me. Have a seat, boys. This is our second anniversary podcast.
What's up, Dougie Poos?
2 years ago. What up, buddy? How are you, my brother?
I don't know.
This is the full fucking podcast network of friends here, folks. Everybody's got a podcast. If you don't know, Doug Benson has Doug Loves Movies, a fucking awesome podcast that I was on many years before I ever even started my podcast. And Doug's the shit, as always. And, of course, Ari Shaffir has a podcast, too. Ari Shaffir is the skeptic tank, and you can get all that shit on iTunes for freezies. Except freezies. Sometimes Doug Benson gets crazy greedy and wants, like, a dollar. And dudes want to rape your mother for that.
They give me $2. I want your $2.
Is that what you want? $2? Is that what you asked for?
$1.99.
Do you feel bad now that you found out that Louis C.K. sold his whole special for $5? Because that's a fucking goddamn
bargain.
He
made a lot of money. And then he's so smart with the whole, and I'm giving this much of it back to charity. Like, everybody just loves him.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's a lot of money back to charity.
He couldn't be a cooler human being.
Yeah. That's also such a windfall that he wasn't necessarily expecting. I mean, the man already has a TV show and sold out concert tours.
$1 million in
like,
10 days.
That was just like an extra little.
I love how he's being so open about all the numbers. I don't tell people shit.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, he's being crazy open with the numbers. Yeah. But he's just, that's his whole thing is just how honest he is. In every aspect of his everything.
No, he's awesome. He's an inspirational guy. I'm really glad he's around.
200,000 people got that in 10 days.
Yeah, in just 10 days. And by the way, that fucking thing's going to sell for years.
Yeah.
That could be something he could like live in some castle in the fucking...
He's going to sell it to Comedy Central
for.
HBO at the end of it too, I'm sure.
You
think so?
Yeah, put it out to everybody else.
So? Maybe. Yeah, why not? Fuck it. As long as it's still available.
Comedy Central
the way
used to buy
he
HBO
it.
Specials.
Or he might not do shit and just keep it on that website forever, and that's the only place to get it from ever. It's him.
Well, you know, my TV is now linked up to the internet. This is the first TV that I've ever had. It's linked up to the internet.
I love it.
I fucking love it. I got Apple Apple TV. You know what it is?
Yeah, I only watch Hulu now and Netflix, and I'm like about to cancel cable. If Hulu can get local channels, then I'm done. I don't need any more cable TV.
What do you mean local
channels?
Does
Hulu have network shows?
They have network shows. Yeah. They don't have them all, but guess what? Just like Netflix, I'll take whatever I can get. If
torrents.
Netflix has something, I don't give a shit about torrents anymore. I'm doing it legally now. Like I'm like looking at Netflix and going, all right, this documentary actually seems interesting. I'll watch it. You know, but before it was just. I only watched Family Guy.
Doesn't Hulu only have like last four episodes of certain shows?
They have full seasons of shows.
Dude, I fucking love.
I know I went to try to buy Battlestar Galactica on there, and they were like, "Nah, we got like three episodes a season."
Did you go to iTunes?
No,
did
Hulu.
Did you go to Netflix
Apple,
after that?
Dude,
Netflix
Apple TV.
No,
Apple
I just downloaded
TV
it all.
It's
I got
this little
it all in
tiny
10
thing. It's only like $100, whatever it is. It's the shit. It's one of the best little inventions. It's so it has so many documentaries on it too. Like amazing documentaries.
Oh, really?
Even Jens Pulver's Driven was on that. A really like kind of obscure documentary, a real low budget documentary about former UFC lightweight champion Jens Pulver, a bad one.
And that's what? Netflix?
Apple TV. Apple TV. It's fucking amazing.
Doug, I've watched Super High Me probably six times on Netflix because I just that's an easy like background movie. Like if I'm hanging out smoking weed.
What a compliment.
Seriously.
How many times have you watched it, Doug?
But do you get paid?
Too many.
Do you get paid every time somebody watches it on Netflix or do you even know?
No. The accounting on that movie has become extremely fuzzy and there's potential litigation.
Man. Right. Well, that was what Louis C.K. was frustrated by. Louis C.K. said that he never saw any sort of rewards check. What's the word? Not rewards.
Residuals.
Never saw any residuals. Never saw any payments.
From what?
Yeah, and you know they're continuing to...
His DVDs.
They're creating all these revenue streams for this product, and then they just do some fancy numbers. They just do some tricky math where they just explain to you, oh, we didn't,
we spent
you only
so
get
much
it when
on
we get into profit.
Yeah.
Like, you only get a percentage of the profits, and it's just a ridiculous percentage. And in the case of Super Jaime, it got sold. One distributor sold it to another. So then now there's a... then who's supposed to pay us? You know, like, how are we supposed to get money from every time somebody watches it or whatever, and the G4 network plays the shit out of it.
Yeah,
and
they play
you.
It constantly, and I don't see any money for that.
It's good exposure.
What I really love,
it's
Louis
great exposure.
Did, Louis really set the price too.
$5.
$5.
Can't
now.
Charge more than that.
You can't charge more.
I
than
mentioned
that.
To other people, they're like, "We should all do that. Charge $20 for and totally make some money." I'm like, "Nope. He's charging $5.
Yeah, you'd move a few. You'd move some. You know, like that's the thing. Like my $2 podcasts, like they sell, but it's not like I'm not making millions.
Pull
like
those
that.
Down, Doug Benson. Be free. Let the internet enjoy freedom.
Do whatever you want to do.
I get so
Ari
much
fear thinking about selling his podcast.
I get so much free shit
in
early. But no advertising.
Yeah, who's your sponsor?
Like everybody else, adult companies. AdamandEve.com.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So when did they start sponsoring you?
Last week.
Powerful shit here. You have to do your own accounting. You're going to go to jail. You're going to not pay your taxes. You're going to go right to the post.
Oh, yeah. I usually pay them.
So you usually? That's smart. I could see Ari Shaffir like having a fucking stack of bills like sitting in the corner they're supposed to like go through.
Oh, I definitely have that. I pay late fees.
But the taxes is optional, right? It's like some years you don't get around to it. It's cool.
Powerful Bert Kreischer. Hey. This is our second anniversary podcast show.
Yeah, this isn't.
We started
isn't the
late.
Ice house.
Come sit down, brother. Come
Joe
sit down.
Joe never
come
stops podcasting. Joe and Brian have podcastings happening every minute of the day.
We're just doing this shit all day.
I saw Doug at the Improv last night. That's what you said. You're like, it seems like such a waste not to be able to fucking do something.
Yeah. No, that was, it was an okay time last night over there, but we didn't get to podcast. We just stood around in the hall talking to each other.
Yeah,
in between our sets,
not recording it.
Yeah, not recording it. Like, why bother to have a conversation if it's not being podcast?
Well, I'm glad you guys are all here during the second anniversary podcast because you guys are amongst my favorite podcast guests ever.
Do you have a second anniversary song, Brian?
Yes,
second anniversary.
Second anniversary. Fire sounds good.
But 2 years ago tomorrow we started this fucker.
Started the podcast
with a laptop. Yeah.
And snowflakes. Now we got lasers, bitch. Two years got lasers.
Is this part live streaming?
We're advanced, son.
Is this live streaming also?
Yeah, but this is Joe Rogan podcast, and then we're going to do the Ice House later.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, I saw Joe tweet at like 8 o'clock, podcast is starting, bitches, and I was like, Brian told me 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's fine. We expected everybody to
with
show
the holiday
up
traffic.
Yeah. We just figured, you know, once we get talking, everybody just join in and just whatever.
It was a lot easier getting here tonight than the night when the day when that guy went nuts on Vine with the gun.
Oh, my God. I heard that was the worst traffic in the road. And isn't that scary that just an earthquake can cause that times a million?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be stuck where you're at.
That seems completely right.
So you better have guns and water. Like, when I get Arrowhead water now...
It seems like
you
an earthquake should do way more than one gunman.
Do you keep it in your car?
No. You know those water dispensers?
Right.
Like, it's like $7 a bottle for Arrowhead water to deliver it to your house.
That's pretty good.
I now get, like, two extra. Just in case. Have two extra
big jugs
of water.
You can't leave those outside, though.
No, but you just put them in a room. Yeah. It's, you know.
It's really important. They say that it actually gives you some sort of a weird, poisonous form of estrogen.
Wow.
Some freaky, when you have bottles, like plastic bottles, and they have water in them, and they're sitting out in the sun.
Oh, yeah, that's no
in
good.
Your car.
Yeah.
In your car.
Yeah, apparently there's some weird leakage that gives you some, like, creepy fucking hormonal thing. Yeah. It's like a type, like a form of estrogen.
Yeah,
I might
periods.
Be totally butchering
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I cry at movies whenever I drink warm water out of a bottle that's been in my car.
Everything that gives you your period, Brian is flocking to.
Oh, I know.
He flocks towards soybeans and
water.
And edamame.
Oh,
he starts crying when he eats edamame.
But once you have the gun, what do you care about whether or not you have water? You just go get some water from somebody when you have a gun.
That's why I only date girls that are bisexual.
You can't do that, man.
Give me your
water. You ruin the whole brothership of man thing just to get some fucking water. It should be everybody goes into cooperation mode.
So why do we need guns at all, then?
Because there's a lot of bitches out there. Most of them are men.
I saw the movie.
Cooperate
with
me.
Yeah, what's the movie with John Cusack where they get them all in pods? And then they take off and they go out when the end of the world. Come on,
John
people.
Cusack.
I just saw this whole fucking
2012?
Movie. What?
2012?
Yes.
Yes.
Man, it
that's how
happen.
It ends? They leave in pods?
They
Well, they made like these giant like Noah's Ark type fucking metal ships to survive this flood.
A billion euros to get all.
I didn't see that one. I was done with that guy's movies when
and
he
the
did
last
the
line
day
of the
after
movie
tomorrow.
Is, they give a little subplot of the girl has a problem pissing her pants at the very beginning.
Right.
The little girl. The last line of the movie is, Daddy, look, no more pull-ups. And the movie ends. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
What do you mean
that's
no more pull-ups?
Is that she's
no
didn't
more
piss her pants
she doesn't
the whole
piss
movie.
Her pants anymore.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
Movie.
Okay, and really? Bert Kreischer.
So happy ending.
The movie was so dumb, I never knew. Sorry.
I was just going to say, Bert Kreischer doesn't. It's a man who never heard the word spoiler.
At the very end.
Right?
Damn, Bert Kreischer, you told
why
the very
to tell
last fucking
thing,
line
man.
Of the movie.
Yeah. You fucked up
now
the whole
everybody's
going
to be looking
bit.
For it. Here's the deal about that movie, though. It's
fuck
not,
that movie. You haven't seen it by now.
It's not
like
really
sister,
a movie.
Don't tell me who Kaiser Soze is. Oh, come on.
It's not a movie. What it is an
he's
exercise in technology. It's an exercise. Look at the crazy shit we can do. This is almost happening. At a certain point in time, it becomes like one of those rides you take at Universal that are kind of like, you know, they're great for like 15 minutes because it's like, whoa, King Kong's really going to stomp on us. Oh, no, he doesn't. You know, because it's
yeah.
just crazy how realistic it looks. While this fucking plane is flying, there's chunks of shit falling
yes.
right next to it. It manages
the
to
the runway
get
is falling
through.
Out underneath it as it takes off.
Oh, yeah. Everything's
went,
always just
times.
Two steps ahead
that
of a certain
three
depth.
Times in that movie.
They went way past preposterous to the fucking ridiculous zone. To the point where it was just, you're not even making a movie, stupid.
They got chased by a preposterosaurus.
You know what they are? You know what they are? They're like a stripper that has tits that are this big and doesn't know why nobody thinks she's hot.
Yeah.
She's got tits that are this big. 2012.
Oh, that same movie.
That, no, the fucking special effects were so stupid and unnecessary and took away from the actual movie. Took away from any connection you have to what's going on. It's like a girl who has unbelievable giant tits and she doesn't understand that that's gross. You're a freak. First of all, I know they're not real. And second of all, why the fuck are they that big? Like, what kind of a crazy neurosis do you have going on in your head? Oh. And she doesn't get it.
It's like that mom from that MTV show, Made. And it's like, I just want my mom to be normal. That's the whole thing. And the mom's tits. It's my wife.
Oh, gigantic.
Mom's tits are like so fucking big. It is like literally preposterous. Now, do you believe in breast reduction?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. If you're, I dated a girl who had to have that.
Yeah.
Really?
She had she had these scars around her nipple and underneath it. And what happened was she was just born with giant tits, and they were always hurting her back. They would hurt her neck, and it, you know, and she wasn't a fat girl, you know, so she had to do something about it. She was just super voluptuous.
Yeah,
you know,
she was given a lot of unnecessary boners that weren't fair.
They weren't fair. She didn't like it. She didn't like all the boners. Plus, she was beautiful. She was beautiful, yeah. And she had these ridiculous tits. But when I got to them, they had already been
reduced.
But they still, I mean, they can still recreate worked, right? Yeah, I mean, it looks just like a breast. You just have to deal with
reducing
this.
Looks it's a lot
totally
better.
Breast
like.
They actually remove the nipple and then relocate it. It's really kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah, but to women that have giant tits, it's like a, I don't want.
It's an affliction.
Well, yeah, it is, man. It's your fuck, man. It really hurts, cool. You know. She would tell me that she would like her back would like lock up and shit.
You can't jog.
Yeah, she had crazy neck pains, and she was like real athletic too. So it really used to piss her off because she used to do a lot of different sports, and their fucking tits would hit her in the face and shit.
I saw somebody walking the other day, them jiggling up so hard, and it's like, how do you live with those?
She showed me a picture
of my wife.
Go get her, man. What are you doing? You're leaving your wife out there in the wild. This is Pasadena, son. Shit gets crazy here at night.
She might get complimented.
Careful.
Are you going to bring her in here?
Careful.
No, I'm not bringing her in.
Careful, Bert Kreischer.
All right. I've never seen his wife, I don't think.
Me neither.
Man, you can't bring her into the jungle. You're not supposed to be bringing wives in here. That's a smart move.
Yeah, this
the
could
dumb
be
move
no
would be
club.
You bring your wife in and she sits down and takes the microphone and then starts talking stupid shit.
Oh no,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't want that.
Not that everybody's wife talks stupid shit, but let's be honest. A lot of people's wives talk stupid shit, right?
Yeah.
Every now and then
it
they're
happens,
cool.
Sure.
Like Tom Segura's wife is awesome. You know,
right.
When you know the two of them together, she's they actually enhance each other. She's a fucking hilarious comedian. You know. Christina Pazitsky is she's really fucking funny, man. When I saw her at the Sam Tripoli show,
right.
I was like, this poor girl has to go on.
Tripoli show is hard to do.
It's hard really
to
hard to
that.
Do.
It's so wild.
All these porn stars are on stage, and there was a dude that was getting whipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever he's like, going to do the show, I'm like, I'll do a character or something, but yeah. I'm not doing stand up in that.
It's a crazy menagerie of chaos. And she walked up after the guy was getting whipped and just owned the place. And I was like, what? And I had been talking to her before. It was the first time I had met her, it was just like a half an hour before. And I was like, wow, Tom's wife is so nice. And then I knew what the fuck she was going to have to do. She was going to have to go on after this guy with his pants down, getting spanked by a porn star. And I was like, whoa. How is she going to just, you know, she better not have some lame bullshit. You know, like you have that one friend who doesn't know how to, they might have some good jokes, but they don't know how to get going. And
you
get off to a bad start in one of those places. Like, it's like running on ice.
You know,
she just went out there and crushed, and I was like, wow.
I went to
Tom's
a wrestling event in Toronto, and somebody had to go on like during intermission. Some like new comic. I was
God.
Everybody left. I stayed there just because I felt bad. I wanted to give an audience.
Oh my
it's
God.
Such an impossible situation.
You know, my dad's been married for
doing
so long,
and
he always gives me these.
Jesus Christ.
He always gives me these weird Christmas gifts and like all these tools from like hardware stores. Like he gave me a Dremel recently. He gave me rope to keep in the car just in case I have to tow something. And I'm thinking, like, you know what? Why does he give me all these tools and all these fucking things? And I'm thinking, oh, these are all the same things that Dexter uses to murder his victims. And I think my dad's just getting me.
Dude.
He's like living in hell, and he's just like, you can take
this.
Dude,
listen
rope.
To this. There's a place. There's a show called Hidden City. It's a new show on the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Good fucking show. And one of the things they had on is the Black Dahlia murder. You know the Black Dahlia murder?
Yeah.
Really fucking creepy
they made a movie
murder.
About it.
Yeah, they made a movie about it. It was a woman. She was in. It was in L.A. and a surgeon had cut her open and left her there. They knew that it was a surgeon. Like the way it was done, it was like she was expertly dissected.
Wow.
And it really creeped people the fuck out. And they had this guy who found his father's fucking journal after his father died.
Yeah.
And it had all these photos of this woman in it, this Black Dahlia woman. And then it turns out that he found out that this guy, his father, was actually fucking this chick. And then he looks at the fucking letters that this guy had sent to the police because he was like mocking them. The Black Dahlia murderer, he found out. Yeah, he would send things to the police.
And
say,
so the son
things
found
of hers
after his
that
dad
she
died?
Owned. The son found out that his dad, who is a prominent doctor who like did a lot of like creepy shit, one of the reasons why he got away with this and they didn't even chase him down as a suspect was because he did a lot of abortions and a lot of like he treated people for VD. He did a lot of things for Hollywood stars and he knew some secrets.
Oh.
And so there's too many people in power had some influence and somehow or another this guy slipped under the radar, but his guy's son was outing him. His son was saying, that's my dad's handwriting.
Wait,
I'm looking at these letters.
His dad died.
He said,
already?
Yes, his dad was already dead. Do you share that, though, he knows his dad was boning her.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I want my kids to share it too. Fuck yeah, you do.
I'd want my kids to share it too.
Fuck yeah, you do.
You don't get caught. You already did.
Jesus Christ.
Let it out. I want everybody to know what I did.
But you're taking the bullet. That's like paying off your dad's debts.
That's information that people need to know. First of all, they need to know that people are capable of doing such shit, and that someone could be your dad and a loving father. That's information. Cool. You can't hold that back. There's a terrifying possibility that your own father could have cut a woman in half.
He kept all those pictures. He must have enjoyed it.
Not only did he haunt the police, he kept sending them letters and sending them like pieces, articles of her clothing. Like, he taunted them. And
I would want my son to tell. Right?
What? You would want your son to know? Yeah.
To tell everybody. Tell.
Yeah. Well, if you were that fucked up and off the rails, yeah.
Yeah. You want it getting out when you have no chance of getting caught. That's perfect.
Not even.
Why wouldn't you?
Why would this beautiful legacy? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I don't want to ruin mine.
What do you have to do with it? You're the son. How did you do wrong?
That's not a fucking common name. All of a sudden, it's like, Christ, you're the Dahlia killers, and then I'm also Albert Kreischer. And they're like, sweet,
well,
you did it?
Let's start that anyway. Let's start Kreischer the killer anyway.
Bert Mencia.
Spread that. Yeah.
Bert Mencia has a nice ring to it.
Killing Machine.
It, yeah. What's to stop you from, like, it's not really his name. What's to stop you from making it your name? Two. Me? Why couldn't you just call yourself Bert Mencia? How fucking brilliant would that be if someone just took, like, the name of a famous person? Like, you know, like, I'm, you know, my name's Joe Rock.
Yeah.
Can anybody stop you?
No.
You
know? Whoopi Goldberg said, fuck it.
My Chris Rock's brother. Jewish. No, but we're all related.
Why didn't I come out with Bert Pitt?
My name is...
I'm his fat comic brother.
Somebody should call themselves Carl Mencia.
Yeah.
Because then even alphabetically, it'd always be right before him. In listings of comedians.
C-A-R-L.
Wow, that's like Bruce Lai winning the Oscar.
That's what I thought of when I did Super High Me, was that it's funny that it'll be right next to Super Size Me in, like, you know, listings of movies and stuff. So I still get that little extra push of, like, people are probably going to be looking up the other movie and then maybe notice mine, you know.
It's like Segura's album's Thrilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a Thriller?
Yeah. I told him he should call it Thriller 2. I think I did. I don't know. Maybe
greatest
I did.
Album.
But you got to call it. You got to call it something like something. I'm trying to name
Thriller again.
I've never been good at naming things though. You're good at naming. What's your next movie?
The greatest movie ever rolled.
Right. Like, that's...
What is that about?
Is there anybody on the planet more connected to the weed than Doug Benson?
Yeah. Good point.
Me. I'm right up there with you, buddy. Yeah, I got it tattooed on my body.
Oh, see, that's, you've gone a step further than me. I wanted to be able to be buried in a Jewish cemetery, so I can't.
Are you Jewish?
I can't get a tattoo.
No, he's not Jewish.
But he wants to.
Hence the joke. Hence the comedy.
What if he meets the right girl, man? Whoa. Damn, Bert Kreischer.
It's fun when we get him in the room.
Turn into a dolphin.
Even if you weren't a hilarious comic, you would just be the most fun person to be around, right?
Oh, except
like,
with my laugh.
Like, is that why you went into stand up? Because people are always having a good time when you're around?
I don't know. I think
you just got a great energy. Bro.
I think. You know what's so funny is I don't know. I have no fucking idea. But yeah,
why did you go into stand up?
You know what? Let me tell you something though. You got a great energy, but you also have an energy that's like, you're such a fucking nice guy. When guys like us run into you, like, oh, somebody might take advantage of this guy.
Yeah. Like, I'm the first guy getting raped in a prison riot.
What? You know, you're not just a fun, nice guy. You're a fucking sweetheart.
Thanks,
Joe.
But he also has
guy.
That, you know, he's got some pretty dark tweets, which are always fun.
What are my dark tweets?
What dark tweets?
never have anything dark. I'm owned by a Christian company.
No man has ever earned the life of the party title. You and Joey Diaz are neck and neck. Joey Diaz is a different kind of magic because he's a human cartoon.
He's a human cartoon. Do you know how often I hear
him in my head? You turn him on and watch him go.
He just walks in the room and just owns that bitch.
Dog, you meet a girl, break into a girl's house and eat her pussy on a Prelude? Lucy Snorbush. I hear that in my head all the fucking time.
She woke up. What are you doing? Don't worry about it.
I mean, you're monkey at two in the morning.
Come on. Why walk on ice when you can dance?
There was a moment when he was telling that story that I've never laughed as hard in my life.
That must have sounded horrible.
You've never done that? And I started going, none of us have broken into a girl's house on a Quaaludes. None of us, I've never even had Quaaludes.
I had so many great moments with him at the Comedy Store. You know, when I first met Brian, Joey was one of the main reasons for hiring a guy like Brian to follow us around the Comedy Store, because you never knew when magic would just come popping out of his mouth. You know?
When the egg roll would come out.
You never knew. He was so crazy. Remember he was always willing to drop his pants. Always pulling his dick out.
I'll take my dick out in a heartbeat.
He's taking it to the next level. Bert's like, I'm a soldier.
Take my dick out like a soldier. I was
doing
radio in Richmond. There was this young band, and there was like they were playing like in there. Did you ever do Richmond Sludge? The Morning Sludge?
No.
And so there's a young band, and I go, you guys ready for the road? And they're all like, I didn't realize they were 14. And they're like, yeah, we're ready for the road. And I go, the shit that happens on the road. And they're like, what goes on the road? And I go, like, Leaky Submarine. Like, you ever play that with your friends? And they're like, what? And I go, how about this? And I just take my dance out and show them my dick. And these guys just, they're children. I totally forget that. They're children, too.
Listen, maybe you should
like
be
admitted. 10 years ago. This is 10 years ago.
I think there's no statute of limitations on that shit.
My parents are in the waiting room. I had not expected that to happen. But
what if your dad did that? Would you tell people after he died?
Hey, man, that never really happened, right? That's all a joke.
It's a joke you were talking about earlier.
Really important to like let everybody know. People are thinking like, did Bert Kreischer really expose himself to? No, it's a joke.
Me,
this is just it's just material.
And they were 12.
They were literally eight, 10. Like eight.
Did you hear the fucking story in the internet of a guy who shot his gun off to shoot a fucking mouse, missed the mouse, hit his friend in the chest. The police come and find out that his other roommate had a 13-year-old hiding in the closet, and no one knew. No one knew. No one had any idea. This guy snuck a 13-year-old and was fucking her for months.
What a
and had her hiding
way
in the
to
closet.
Caught.
And he got caught because
she wasn't hiding as much as being held captive.
Shot at a mouse.
Me quiet.
She was hiding with her hands tied.
Stop hiding, little girl.
Could you imagine if you were a roommate of that guy and you had no idea?
Now that I turned in that guy.
But I bet that guy. That guy who got caught was like, "You fucking asshole! Why would you shoot a mouse? You idiot!"
I don't know because his friends didn't know. They believe by their reaction that his friends had no idea. It was like really obvious. I mean, I don't know. Cops have a pretty good judgment when you're right there at the scene of a crime. They've seen a million fucking guilty people today. There's when shit like that happens. Like, did you know that guy was there? And if you jump back, no, I didn't fucking know. There's certain dudes where you know that's not a
even
that's
just
not,
having
that guy's
been
not
a
acting.
Cop for a while. You have that street sense where you know what's going down.
Yeah,
it's like how you can sit in an audience. You can almost
a
tell
lot
someone,
of them. I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them do.
Yeah. But like it's when you sit in an audience and you can
tell someone's a comic.
Yeah, you can you can like I can tell you what someone does almost. I can tell you what kind of car they drive just from having it done so much. No, I'm good.
Tell me what that weed's like.
I can't. I don't smoke weed.
Get in there, son.
Here.
You shouldn't even touch it.
Listen, you're smoking weed in this room whether you like it or not. I got news for you. The ventilation is not the best.
It's designed to be non-ventilated
to keep the good stuff in.
Wait, do you think the mouse was on the wall or was the guy on the floor already and aiming at the
mouse?
The guy
was on the ground. The guy shot at the ground. Look, when you're
and the other guy was on the ground also?
He just missed. He's an asshole. And somehow or another, a bullet ricocheted or somehow hit him in the chest.
I mean,
maybe the fucking mouse was on a counter. Who the hell knows? But the point is, he shot his roommate, went through the wall, hit his roommate in the chest. I mean, it's a scene in a fucking Coen Brothers movie. It literally is. It's more evidence that life is fiction. I mean, just try to imagine that being a scene in a movie. A cop shows up because another guy, you wouldn't even want to, you would have to see the whole scene play out. You'd have to see the guy go to shoot at the mouse, miss the mouse, hit his friend in the chest. Cops come. What the fuck is in that guy's closet?
And
one guy slept through the whole thing.
What?
One guy, they woke him up. He didn't even hear. He didn't hear anything until the cops were like shaking him up.
Are you serious?
He's like, what? Who fucked who? What? He had no idea. Could you imagine you go to bed, you're just hanging out with your bros. We got a cool house together. You know, I don't know Tom, but he's kind of weird. He stays in his room most of the time, but he's a great roommate, man.
It's a
good situation. We have a nice neighborhood. You know, my car's safe at night. I'm just going to get some sleep. And you wake up in the middle of the night. It's the cops. Listen, I got news for you, kid. Your world has been shattered. Your roommate is a fucking pedo. And the other one shot the other one in the chest because he was trying to hit a mouse.
Am I dreaming?
What?
No.
Shit!
There's gotta be.
I don't want to move back in with my fucking parents!
I'm never taking Alpha Brain again.
It does sound like a dream. It sounds like a dream. This guy went to bed thinking he has a great place where he
lives. What was the art like on the walls of that apartment?
It was all
Def Leppard.
All Def Leppard fucking
unframed.
Velvet posters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. All velvet and Elvis. And he likes Elvis without even knowing his music.
Yeah.
You know? It's fucking Elvis.
Style, man.
Shit, bro. Elvis was number one. Elvis always number one, bro.
The suspicious minds can get me going.
Yeah, you know who does it better? Dwight Yoakam.
My wife's a redneck.
Dwight Yoakam, bro. Dwight Yoakam plays
Dwight
the
Yoakam
fucking
concert.
Shit out of suspicious minds. It's so good, you go, damn, he might have done it better than Elvis. It's that fucking good. If you're into that shit, you got to open up. If you're not into Dwight Yoakam, You ain't got no soul, bitch. You're missing something.
What's the most country?
How could you do it?
I go Merle Haggard. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan. My dog's named Johnny Cash. Yeah, I love Johnny Cash.
Who just made the album with Jack White? Linda Ronstadt?
Oh, did she really?
And he produced it? Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt could sing her fucking ass off. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
Yeah, is that her?
Yeah, and a little bit chubby. So
it'd
you
be
know
weird
she
if it wasn't,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
No, she definitely sang that song. She sang a bunch of songs. Blue Bayou, that Blue Bayou song.
How's that go?
Her fucking voice is beautiful, man. I mean, people don't give Linda Ronstadt any credit.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to
she kind of tapped out in life.
She looked good when I saw her in that video with Jack White.
She didn't really take a lot of yoga classes and stick to that vegan diet and really try to make the most out of the body.
She looks okay.
She got back? She sprung back?
She looks okay. I mean, she's old.
She was a badass.
She had
bitch,
one
man.
Music video that I watched. I really liked watching because she would like jump around in a dress or something.
Brian, there's a picture of her, man. If you could find it, like one of her first albums, find it.
Yeah,
and
she
pull
had
that
some,
picture up.
She's super cute.
I have a fucking thing for the 70s.
Did she hit
man.
It like 30?
I have this crazy.
Those girls?
I don't know.
Been through some shit.
Brian's trying to get.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Most likely, like, she had a lot about? Of Linda Ronstadt. Bitch, pay attention to the show.
Oh, I was helping Bert out. I was helping Bert out with something.
Oh yeah, Bert, you trying to get him to suck your dick?
Bert's
just
got a situation.
All you
gotta
do is ask. What
did you have to show Brian
Oscar
your penis
over here? Jesus Christ!
You're no good. You're
fucking
no good.
Switching the camera every 5 seconds.
Baby, you're no good.
Oh damn, your butthole's gross.
The
Linda Ronstadt butthole.
That's
video.
An inside joke because of Brian.
Do you know what song
assistants?
I was addicted to the other day?
What?
Every day I'm shuffling.
Really?
That's the fucking weak version, bro. It's hustling. But for whatever reason, they censor it when you go
seriously?
To a.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I was singing
you're going the Walmart version.
So this whole weekend I've been singing on stage and I've been singing the Christian version?
Did you see this Sesame Street version?
Why
every
would you
day
be
I'm shuffling?
Why would you be shuffling when you could be hustling?
What photo do you want? Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt, one of her album covers, the early album covers.
Here, look behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, get okay. there you go.
I'm trying to scroll as if somehow or another have control over this.
That looks like a dude with a shotgun.
Look at the one where she's in the okay. roller skates in the hallway. Oh, and that red yeah, top,
right
that's
there,
a cute one,
there.
Too.
Down. No, the down.
No, the down.
That.
The down
click
more.
On that.
Upper.
That's it. That's
yeah.
That's Linda Ronstadt.
Full size, son. Full size.
Yeah, full
so
size that
it.
Image.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a cutie. Look at how cute she is.
She's
listen,
got a moon
man.
Face.
Yeah.
I like it. She looks like
your mind, Brian. Are you
she looks like
mind?
The girl from Growing Pains. She looks like the girl from Growing Pains.
She does. She looks like Tracy
Gold.
Yeah. I had a crush on her, too, though.
Who? Listen, Linda Ronstadt was a bad
no,
ass.
Tracy
Growing
Gold.
Natalie.
Linda Ronstadt. No, we're talking over each other here, people. Linda Ronstadt was a badass bitch. You got to respect Linda Ronstadt. Brian, play some Linda Ronstadt. Let's hope she doesn't sue us. Just do it, bitch. You're no good. Look up that. Get up that song. You're no good. I think as long as we talk over it, we're allowed to do this somehow or another. Hopefully SOPA doesn't lock us up and steal our feet.
Yeah, don't take our feet, please.
What is the SOPA thing? Do you have an opinion on this, being a man of the internet?
What is it?
Do you know what it is? Stop no. Online Piracy Act?
Isn't that soup in Spanish?
Yes, yeah, SOPA.
I saw a little bit about it.
It's people are pretty fired SOPA. Up about it.
Yeah?
Some people, yeah. I saw it was trending today at one point.
What is it?
Well, it's Stopping Online Piracy Act, and what people are worried about is that it's going to give the government permission to shut down websites.
Oh yeah,
anytime
they
want
that.
To.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it wouldn't be a good power for them to have, but I also something tells me that they're you know the, especially the, in an election year they're not going to try to. It's become such a big hot potato that I don't know how. I don't know how committed they're going to be to it anymore. You know, as soon as they find out that it might
this
lose
votes.
This
is not the right song, Brian.
Desperado?
No, you're no good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're no good.
You're no good. Good. That's Desperado. Bro, that's a fucking Eagles song. You don't know that song? How dare you? You have no knowledge of the 70s rock, do you? You just live in.
Is Desperado Eagles, or did they just cover that?
Oh, I could get into this, like, drunk on a plane.
Listen to this bitch's voice. Just stop. You don't get that without some pain in your life. Feeling better since I'm over you.
You guys,
listen to this shit. You hear that, man? That's some righteous indignation for your ass, son.
Yeah.
That's a chick speaking from the fucking soul on a stage with a microphone. Imagine if you were the guy who fucked her over. And then you knew that this song was about you? God damn, Linda Ronstadt just fucking iced you out in front of the country.
Especially if she was a chipmunk.
And the dude next to you hits you in the
video. I want to hear her singing.
What?
Are you playing this video? I want to hear her singing.
No, it's just a song.
Oh, you did not play it. Okay. I like watching the old lady sing. And the guys.
She had a beautiful voice. Did you just speed it up?
No. You're stoned.
Brian, did you speed it up?
It's been sped up the whole time.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Just play the real song.
That was like a faster version. I thought her voice was a little like more chipmunky.
When we want to talk about something, don't do that. That's stupid.
No, there was an effect on.
You
and
fucking,
I just realized.
Yeah, well, you fucked up the whole thing. Man.
I just realized.
Listen to this. Thank you.
Oh wow, now she looks.
That's
like
a different
woman.
Voice.
That's such an asshole thing to do.
What voice are you talking about?
Listen to this.
This is a real voice.
Yeah, it sounds more like a woman now.
I thought it was just a shitty recording.
She sounded like
You're
Susanna
fucking
Hoffs.
12 years old, bro. Go change your tampon.
You made her sound like Susanna Hoffs in that.
She had a really high voice.
She had a more, chipmunk.
Still was
voice.
Good. How about that? Still was good. Still better than
still
most
holds,
shit.
Still
but
holds
listen
up.
To this.
Even Brian Redman can't ruin it.
Yeah, look at this.
I didn't know their background singing before.
There's like something about chicks that have that kind of power in their voice. It's really scary.
Yeah.
It's intimidating, man.
Yeah, but the wheels come off when they're 40.
Fuck yeah, they do. Hardcore. into the buds.
You ever seen Heart lately?
Well, listen, dude, they're in their 50s.
Yeah, are they still going? I have no
man,
idea.
I can listen to that song, that guitar. Barracuda? What's that song?
Yeah. They need to CGI those bitches. They need to do like they do that Japanese band.
What's
her
name?
Got
one of those girls got fat. She didn't matter. She still belted it out.
Fuck
the Wilson sisters.
Yeah.
Nancy's still at it.
That's
right?
Hard.
Yeah. She's married to Cameron Crowe. Yeah.
What?
She's the pretty
one. She's the thin one, right? And then there's the other one.
They both had their moments. I thought they were both
in the beginning
when Hart was going. They were like they wore really flowy clothes, but they were
one guy.
Flowy clothes.
They did a lot of kicking. You know, a lot of you know high kicks when there's. Belting out Barracuda
listen to this.
And shit.
Yeah, listen to this. Let her sing it. Let her sing it. Can you imagine if that was you she was singing about? God damn. Everybody would be on her side. She sings too good.
I keep thinking of the guy sitting next to you as you're hearing this for the first time. Goes, hits you and like, dude, it's a good song, huh? And you're like, fuck. Not for me.
Dude, Linda Ronstadt had it. Whatever the fuck it was. Listen to this. Baby, you're no good. Brian.
Is that an effect?
He has to
Why do you have to do that?
Just let it end, man.
Somebody suggested to me on Twitter today that we, instead of a drinking game, we do a smoking game, and you have to take a bong rip every time Brian Redband says something stupid.
I don't want to die. I don't want to be the first guy to die from marijuana.
I don't have that
poisoning.
Kind of lung capacity.
I don't want to be the first dude.
I told that Twitter earlier. He was rude, Brian. That was a rude thing for him to say.
We ruined the cause.
You know what happened to me? I got a fake Doug Benson that I've been talking
to. Yeah, the underscore
Doug Benson. This is dumb, underscore Doug, underscore
Benson, buddy,
underscore.
Don't do that. Why don't you just change your name to Doug Benson Fan? That would be totally cool. But right now, you're confusing
He
people.
Still just retweets everything I write. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
Well,
like,
I mean,
what's
he
the
loves
point?
You. He loves you.
Anyone that's following him is following you, too.
Hey, it's a good thing, man. He loves you. He ain't a bad guy. He loves you, but it's confusing, sir. Please change your name.
It's weird.
Change your name. On the honor system, I think it's fair that Doug Benson should tell you, and you should respond to this, right?
So you know the guy listens to this stuff?
Of course.
Listens to everything you do, bro.
He tried to
every
to
move
the
you
show,
make.
Sold out.
This guy's he's got a Google chip in your underwear, and he's following you around town.
He's smelling your underwear.
He's on a bike.
No.
He's on a bike with a GPS thing following
you. He trolled me because I thought he was asking. I thought you were asking me to be on your podcast in like a joke, and I go, "Oh yeah, sure." And then you replied something like, "Sounds great, Bert. Can't DM you. Give me your number."
No, for a while. For a while now.
Oh my god!
No,
you
no, no. I did say,
number?
"Give me your number," but I was joking. No,
that was,
it was a joke.
That was him.
It was
and then
me
I
joking,
realized,
but
I realized
then that
it was
guy
a joke.
Retweeted
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And then I replied, "I've fallen for that too many times. I'll just give you my address."
Yeah, and he gave me a fake address. So that was a funny reply. But the thing that cracked me up about you is, for months now, every time you mention me on Twitter, I always click on your thing to send you a direct message to say, "Hey, let's trade numbers or email or something." Yeah. And you don't follow me.
I do follow you. I've been no. No, I've been following that guy. I've been following that guy. So this whole
that
time,
that guy hasn't been around that long. I'm talking about for months now. You haven't
Twitter
been a
randomly
follower.
Unfollows
no,
me.
Man,
Twitter
you
randomly unfollows
outed.
Me. No,
I don't blame you.
Outed.
I don't care.
No,
I'm just saying. It took this exchange before you clicked on follow.
Ari said it doesn't. Ari doesn't follow nobody. What are you lying about?
That's why. Because of this reason.
Lying bitch.
This reason. Just no. I don't want to get into stupid fights like this.
Let me tell you this.
I don't think we're in a fight.
You guys, this, first of all, A, this is not a fight. But yes, it is a common thing that people get upset when people are not following them. Me, I let it go. But Doug Benson, if you want to get all aggro.
No, I just wanted to get in touch with him.
For not following.
I'm just lazy, and I wanted to get in touch with him. So it's funny. Every time I click on it, it's just funny when somebody mentions you. Generally, when you click on it, you can write back to them, you know, because they're following you. That's why they're talking about you.
Yeah.
Right.
Like they're not typing at and your name.
Unless they're,
not,
they're assholes.
You know, unless they're trying to get your attention.
I've bunched up a bunch on Twitter.
Yeah, I got a lot of people that just write my name and something shitty, and then I can't write back to them because they're not even following me in the first place. But that's, you know.
My Twitter randomly unfollows people.
Yeah, it unfollows
me.
Yeah,
it does that.
Because I did follow you for a long time because you're the one that got me onto. You just DM people. You don't reply.
I don't reply in front of everybody because I think
some
that's
people
boring.
Are
so
weird.
Smart. It's so smart. I
some
wish
people
I did
are
that.
Weird, man. They want to have like conversations out in the public. Hey, man, how's everything?
They're trying to drag you out into like involving them in front of everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and it's
instead of it being a natural conversation. Like I'm happy to engage in natural. If I have the time, like if I'm somewhere, I'm in a doctor's office or something. I got 10 minutes to kill. I'll hop on Twitter and answer questions, read everything, and just answer questions. But you know, it's got to be on my convenience. I got to be able to do it whenever I want to do it.
Yeah, and you retweet the question and your answer so that the people get the whole story. I just don't get that people just write to
people,
other
you know
people
too.
Back and write back and forth. It's like, why is it you should be whatever you're doing on Twitter, you should want people to read because it's going to be interesting, not something something that's just white noise or confusing.
Doug, you do know about like if you click on something and that if it was properly tweeted, it will show up on most applications and in the website as a timeline. You don't have to retweet it if you click on it right and retweet that thread.
Yeah, if you just reply, nobody else sees it.
Right. But if somebody does that,
but most people do that, don't
you
they?
You give people that extra level of research, they're not going to do it. I mean, as it is, you'll find most people writing to you on Twitter, they just signed up. They just heard about it through you or however. And so they're like testing the waters and they're like, they'll say something to you. And their avatar is always an egg, you know, because they haven't even figured out how to do that.
Yeah.
And so at first, everyone's really confused. So like whenever I DM somebody, immediately I get back, hey, man, I can't write back. It won't let me write back to you is the phrase people use. It won't let me. And I always write back, you know, the system works. You know, that's like how it's supposed to be. I'm happy to say something back to you, but I can't follow everybody. Can you imagine following everybody?
Do you get direct messages direct to your phone?
Yeah.
You do.
Oh, that's shit.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I don't do that.
But that's because all the people I follow, I want to know when they you know, say something about
420
about
people?
Me. 420, yeah.
You want to know when they say anything about you? Jesus Christ.
Or, you know, when there's whenever they're, like, trying to say something to me.
Yeah. Oh, any direct message.
Yeah, direct messages.
Okay, but it's not. You don't have it go off in your phone every time there's a tweet to your name, do you?
No, I do.
No, but if someone I'm following tweets my name for some reason, it comes up. And that's usually saying something to me that I would like to respond to.
So even if they say it out in the public stratosphere, not even a direct message, just in the public, if they say your name, it comes to your phone.
So that's 420 people that text you every day.
No,
wow. No, they don't. Because a lot of people
maybe
just
like,
tag
him on maybe something. Like five.
A lot of people chill.
That's a great way to do it, I guess, right? If you want to give them ultimate access to you, that's the smart way to do
it. That just made sense, Doug, because that does my phone does the same thing now that I realize that. It does. It's only people I follow that they're at.
Like today, Mark Maron wrote, I'm on Doug Benson's blah, 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 and it came up on my phone, and I like to know that. I like to know that Mark was nice enough to give it a plug and what
all
he said about it.
All of this just to name drop Mark Maron.
Mark Maron.
Did that tweet end with a sigh?
He's trying to be a nice guy. He is.
Mark's a good guy.
He's trying to be a nice guy. He is. He has his moments.
Yeah, and if you look at it from the right way, it's engaging watching him try to be a nice guy. Because like he was on a show with some friends of mine, and you know he's fun to you know, like he's always wearing something like a hat or something that is easy to make a visual joke about that makes him he flips out even more than most people because he's so neurotic.
So neurotic
that like he's so thin-skinned that it's hilarious to watch him, he explodes in a humorous way.
Yeah.
You know, he's
he
really,
likes a lot.
He's
just,
funny.
He just explodes a lot.
He's funny when he's doing tears. It, but it's, yeah.
You got to understand his thing. You know, it's all it is. He is a good guy. He just got to understand his thing. And his thing, he just tends to go to the negative.
Yeah. And he's,
you
know? He's
he helped me with my podcast. I asked him what he had to do. And he was like, come over. What are you doing? I'll show you everything. You know,
no, he's not a bad guy, man. I like
he's
Mark.
Just struggle. He's in despite, a constant struggle yeah. with himself.
And but he's not a bad person. He's just a.
But yeah, I
he's a fucking artist, man. You know, when you're an artist, there's a lot of us are weird. You know, that's just something we have to accept. And all the cool people Good that word. I know are in one way or another weird. You know,
Jason Gillern is weird.
Jason Gillern is in the house. Powerful.
Jason, how you doing, man?
We're just weird as it gets, right here.
We just happen to be talking about weird people. And look who fucking shows up.
Perfect timing, weirdo.
Yeah.
Is the Marc Maron drinking game to listen to the podcast and every time there's a sniffle, you drink?
Does he
sniffle
a lot?
No, I think you. Yeah. Yeah, but you drink coffee. You don't
is
drink.
Is that an
expectation? Yeah, nobody listens to that show that does drinking games.
They're
all winners.
I said, I'm happy to see that guy doing good, though. You know, I always thought he was a talented comedian, and, you know, it's whatever had held him back for however long, you know, before he got really recognition for, like, what he's capable of. But as, like, an interviewer, he's excellent. You know, he's great.
Even if he
goes a tad towards the negative, I think that he gets stuff out of you, you know? Like, people, like, I did not mind my conversation that I had with him. It was really open, and I tried to be as honest as possible. And people say, oh, he was trying to get you. And I said, I don't think so. I think he just wanted all the information.
He wants to be an interesting interviewer. He wants to make the whole thing interesting to listen to. Like
if you really want to do that, if you want to get all the information at the expense of, you know, a person's feelings or the way, that is the way to do it. It's the only way to do it. And you have to be open to that if you're willing to sit down and talk to a guy like that. And that's supposed to be that way. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, whatever it confronts for you, it's probably good. You know, I mean, he's not dishonest about it. It's, you know, when he's confronting you or communicating about something, he's most certainly doing it out of an intellectual point of view. He's thought about it, he's dissected it, and this is what he is coming up with.
But a lot of times, whatever your thing is that makes you is also the thing that fucks you up.
Mm.
I think
a lot of people
because I'm really honest and always try to be friendly. If I see someone like and I even if I don't know them or if I do them, like I didn't barely know Doug at all, and one day he was getting high outside my daughter's school, and I was like, swear to God,
I wasn't getting high out
you
there.
You were. You swear
no,
to God.
I wasn't. No,
what
I
were
wasn't.
You doing?
I was going back to my car from the gym right there.
I go
to Gold's
out?
Gym.
Okay, you looked like you were getting high, but I went up, and I totally approached him in like this, like almost like a fan, like, hey Doug, just want to say, you know, all these things, and then so often that view is taken as, oh, he's weak, like, and no one respects, like, I'm just trying to be very honest in the moment.
Well, let me be honest, man, because when I first had gotten in contact with you, it was through Twitter, and I didn't know anything about you other than that Jay Moore story.
Yeah.
That's what I kept hearing from people. But just by following you on Twitter and then communicating with you on Twitter, I was like, look how nice this fucking guy is. There's like certain things that come through like in text where you can tell, you know? And then when we had you on the podcast, it was like, boom, you are like exactly how you write. You're a great guy, but because you're such a warm guy, people who have deep set insecurities will try to prey on that.
Yeah,
and that's where a guy like you has to be careful, because you really are like the life of the party, but you need to be around a bunch of people who are like your bros, who are gonna fuck.
Yes.
I'm so sad that I said that, bros, but I meant it in the right way. I meant
it
in the correct context.
It
was just really the incorrect word. I stumbled there. I apologize profusely. If I was
comrades,
writing,
comrades.
If I was writing, yeah, yes. Comrades is excellent. If I was writing, I would hit backspace and go, bros, the fuck, idiot. I would step away from the computer right now and like rub my hands together, and then I'd reengage. Because that was the
no, I totally know what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're one of those guys. You're the life of the party
to
guy.
To borrow a phrase from Brody Stevens,
what
positive
what
energy.
What the fuck is going on? You're on the positive wrong side of that energy. Thing. The microphone is actually on the other side.
It's the purple tape side.
Yeah, it's purple tape. That's it. Right
you
there.
Get twisted.
If you How don't, do I... it's so ridiculous. But if you don't talk into that thing, you're in the distance.
Yeah, the thing's broken.
We had this porn star in there, and
she broke
I think
the mic.
She stuffed it up her
there
ass.
There we go.
What do you think of this?
Bam, bitches.
I feel like I'm eating corn on the cob now.
Yeah, it's yellow.
It looks like a kill shot.
It looks like one of those hot dogs in a little. Croissant. What is that?
Pig in the blanket.
Pig in the blanket. Yeah.
I think it's a pig.
So what
blanket.
I said off mic was that, to borrow a phrase from Brody Stevens, Bert Kreischer is positive energy.
Yeah. But your problem is you're so positive that I feel like I have to look out for you.
Thank you, Joe.
I do.
I went to the comedy
store.
But
I don't feel like you need it. I know you don't need it. You're a grown man. You're a fucking grown man, a husband. No, you're not.
I'm a regular mess. Like everyone at this table is a mess.
You just need to be protected. You need to be in the right cult.
I need to be in the right cult. I can totally
get you in. We're going to bring you in.
If you start a cult, I'm fucking
in. We already have. It's called a Death Squad. You're a part of it. So we all. Let's stop playing.
Oh, Death Squad's a cult?
Totally, dude.
I'm in.
Well, then where's my drink?
Let's get out of it. It's like branded.
It's a super positive cult. Do whatever you want to do. We're not controlling you.
Guys, let's take it to the next level and brand each other tonight. I'll do it. I'm in. It's all about impulse, Joe.
Bert Kreischer was seconds away from drinking his own piss at my house.
I swear to God I would have
had him. We would have done it. I'm drinking my piss, okay? I'm just saying. I've already done it.
I saw you do it. I saw you do it. I know so much more about you guys than you
do. You just... What? Sorry.
Go. I was going to say that. Go ahead, Doug. No, you said
it. I was going to ask Joe if he ever just reaches in like, I'll eat one of these bugs. Like what, you know, have you ever done
all of a sudden, Doug Benson becomes some guy that I meet at Fridays in Oklahoma. Hey man, I just gotta ask you something. You ever just reach in and grab one of those bugs? Yeah. Doug Benson, you ever do that guy.
You ever do that though?
How long you been working
like
as a manager at Fridays?
Years.
Joe, is fear a factor for you?
Wow, it's crazy. It's a crazy question. I have to think about that. Come back to you. I'm going to write something down.
No, but you've done like...
I don't want to just let this go off the top of my head. I want to really consider it.
You've tried some of the stunt things they have to do, right?
I've only eaten a few things. I've only eaten like some spider. I've eaten a spider, a roach. Most of it's nothing. Most of it's completely in your head. Like on E recently, there's a kid named Michael Yo. Michael Yo was on the... he's on the E channel, Brian. E channel.
Drink, everybody.
Entertainment. Michael Yo was on the first season of Fear Factor. I think he was on the very first episode of Fear Factor. And now he's like one of these on TV guys.
Yeah.
And so he came and we came to the show to film some stuff. Like, hey, this is where you started out. This is your first time on TV. And we ate these spiders together. And I ate this cave-dwelling spider. It looked horrific, but it was like nothing. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, can we get to fucking nice guy.
Really nice guy. Fun guy. He's a big-time radio DJ in Miami. He does like really well on the radio. And he actually does it like he goes to Miami and also does it from L.A. as well. Yeah. I think, you know, he does it somehow or another, like records the segments. He's a great guy, though.
I have a Fear Factor question. Okay. When am I going to see that girl crying with the other person shaving her head?
That's coming up. I don't know
when.
That's a 2-hour episode. And let me tell you something, man. That's some of the deepest shit you're ever going to see on TV.
That is
fucking fascinating.
Water cooler
conversation. I don't want to say anything until it's over, but goddamn, that chick was badass. And I'll tell you what, man, she looked better. She looked better after she shaved her head. I don't want to say anything more than this, but this is an amazing episode, man.
I have a Fear Factor question. that video that you showed us that we can't talk about.
I can't talk about that, bro.
No, but is there any updates?
It's on the schedule as far as we know.
Question, episode 2, season 3, what was she wearing and who designed it?
Do you get personally disappointed when the team of hot girls is the first team eliminated?
No. Yeah, sometimes it's better. I don't want to stare at them and just leer like
just
a creepy
get out of
old
here.
Man.
Cut, Joe, look up.
The sad shots they do of the contestants walking away when they've been eliminated is so funny.
I know, it is kind of funny. It's kind of ridiculous.
Bert Kreischer will be back in 2 seconds, everybody.
Powerful Bert Kreischer.
In
the meantime, let's get to know Jason Galern. Oh, yeah. Do you have any music? Can you play in the background?
Some applause or something.
Get
some
music
queued up. Hold on, please. Sir.
You brought your own
sir,
music.
We'll introduce you on our own time, sir. Thank you. Welcome to the podcast. Listen to these guys. First time on, they want to just take control. Start talking when they want to talk.
I feel really bad when I give you a gift, Joe. But that's
I don't ever feel bad when I give you gifts. That's part of what makes me happy.
There's keys for him?
Whatever you choose to do, I do not feel bad for ever.
This is intro music for another guest?
You can choose to give me all the money in the world, and I'm going to go, oopsies. I'm not going to feel bad. I'm going to say, well, I got to give some of it to other people.
I've been waiting for Galern to get on this podcast for the longest time. I love this guy so much.
You want
to
kiss him right now? Let's do this, Brian. Let's ring in the new year the right way. Come on, get up, boy.
Gay cult?
Get up. Let everybody know. Let everybody show you your love.
Learn Tommy
tongue,
sneak,
Brian.
Sneak
don't be scared to tongue a man.
You don't need to.
It's
now.
Just like holding hands. If you can hold his hand, you can tongue him. Get in there, boy.
He is hilarious. And are you allowed to talk about what you do for a living?
Yeah. I mean, if I get shit canned, can I be like a fucking page on your show because, you know, with the internet.
We're going to have to talk. Right. What is the issue? Is there an issue at hand? Is there a problem?
Well, no, it's like there's no issue, but I teach high school.
Respectable job. Oh, Jesus Christ. Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Yeah, so it's like...
Let's get all our Facebook, our generals over here. Let's pull aside. Does anybody know anything about the law?
Here's what I think.
Call Joey Diaz. He watches Law and Order.
I think he could be easily discharged for anything that he says.
1,000%
Do you use your real name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. We got a problem. Yeah. You can't talk. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's why, like, even on the Twitter stuff, hello, love, how are you? I won't say that I teach on Twitter or whatever.
Hi. Oh, they just got, I don't know what happened. I thought we got invaded. Hi. How are you? What's going on?
Yo, Ben.
The entire cult of Kreischer just entered the building.
They're big fans of, they have back problems.
They have back
problems?
Are they
going to go to the concert?
Do they have glaucoma?
Because they're going to the comedy show, right?
See, yeah. So I knew that was happening, and so I thought
they're taking
I'd
a nice break.
Go give them this, and it's really good for glaucoma.
Okay.
Hey, so I think I've come up with a solution for Jason. I think you just need to draw pictures of what you're thinking of for the whole time. Because I don't think you can get sued for pictures.
Do you like doing it? You really like...
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's just like, I'm the same in that fucking class as I am anywhere, so I can appreciate it. Like, I teach, they're like juvenile offenders, so, you know...
But you enjoy doing that? You enjoy working with those
kids? Yeah, I mean, it's a fucking job. I mean, you know, it's like...
Would you do it if you had... I mean, if you didn't need the money, would you still do it?
If I didn't have a fucking family and a mortgage and I could make some money, I'd probably go to this place that I teach and volunteer, play soccer and fucking...
Is that rewarding?
No. See, Bri. I mean, look, it's like... Well, no, it's not... I mean, I've been doing it so fucking long that I just treat them like I would treat anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm trying to save the fucking world.
Well, for them, that's probably a nice thing, man, because you're a nice guy.
That's
probably
true.
And they might not have anybody that's willing to treat them nice.
And they don't. And then I remember that when they come back and they're all fucking, you know, they come
back. Dude, that's really badass, man. I really appreciate the shit out of that. That's awesome.
It's all right.
Do you think those kids listen to podcasts?
No, they're technologically they're kind of fucking out to lunch, man. So
you were really
going to start with reading.
So
you're
not
going to
hear all
podcast.
These things you're saying about them.
I want to talk about this, man, because you're a really funny guy, you know, and you're a really smart guy. And I see a guy like you, and I've seen guys make that struggle to be a professional comic. You know, I've seen guys make that struggle to get booked. You know, I've seen it with Ari. I saw it with Ari for years. You know, for years, Ari was, like, way underrated. And he would, like, ask
to
headline
Ari
places.
It
was really
great,
frustrating for me. I was like, you guys are crazy. He's going up. I would bring Ari on the road with me. He would go up dead cold in front of, 300 fucking savages. And within 20 minutes, he was crushing.
It was the best rooms
like,
I'd done by far.
I was like, look, you get somebody else to get in front of those fucking monsters, right? You know, I'm like, this is a headliner. He's a headliner. He can do 45 minutes. But for whatever reason, it wasn't until like Twitter and the internet and the podcast and then the obvious online following. It's like now people they see it. Like now you're fucking headlining everywhere and you're like working all the time. It's like I watch that frustration. So I see a guy like you and I go, I don't know what it is. I mean, if we can blow you up on the podcast, maybe that's it. But you got to stop working. Well, you're a fucking comic.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, if you love doing that shit and volunteering, that's beautiful, and I'm sure that'll help you as a human and make your comedy better. But you shouldn't be relying on that shit as an income. You should be making a comfortable living off your art form.
You're one of
the
funniest comics I know. And
you're the best.
Like,
I love you, and I love
you're a great
this
guy,
is all
man.
Amazing, and I'm very proud of what
you've
you're
doing. He's going to get fired from
super.
The school anyway after this.
Listen, it's over, son.
Because
don't you think
they're
going
to test your hair. They're going to pull some mustache hairs out, bitch, and you're going to jail.
Well, look, I think everything's connected. I think everything complements itself. And if everything can ultimately connect at some fucking point, and, I'm just ride it out and see what the fuck happens. I should probably be more proactive. But
why
like,
don't
I
you
got
start your own podcast?
Actually, me and Sean Pulaski have one, but just like, me getting booked, it's like it's half-assed. You want to get together? All right, that type of shit. So maybe I need to kick in me fucking arse and then maybe to stay off the smoke.
Yeah, there's a lot of... No, it's not that, man. Please.
You need one of those kids to hold a gun to your back.
Weed made me more ambitious. Right. Weed made me more ambitious than ever. Because I consider it absolutely. Because it makes you more introspective.
Oh, his ideas rush in.
If you make you makes you more introspective, you consider all the possibilities, pro and con, if you don't get your shit together. And you're like, weed made me want to get like ahead of the curve financially, so I don't have to think about money.
It makes me want
to
water my lawn.
Really? Well, it makes me do that, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that's productive. That's a productive thing to do.
I always say everybody's got their own different reaction, but for me, it cleans up my life. Little holes, little things that are bothering me, little things that I don't like about the way I behave, things I don't like about the way I use my day. If I get high, those are the things that bug me. I don't like that feeling, so I don't do those things anymore. I correct myself. I use the
DB's
influence
not
of the
not
going to
disagree
plant.
With you, man. You're fucking...
I cannot
Doug Benson,
disagree.
No, that's why he's such a nice guy. Yeah, how do you not like Doug Benson? He's
the
like
best.
Always like super positive and high as fuck every time you meet him. He's 100% guaranteed. I've never seen Doug moody, ever. I've never seen Doug Benson get past like a 5 on the pissed off scale.
Yeah,
if
really.
You, if
well,
you get
we're
pissed
always
off.
Just hanging out having fun, though.
I know,
like,
but I mean,
we do fun things together. You know?
Not a lot of people raise their voice
you
at you,
seen
Joe.
Me.
But even if Doug gets like halfway mad at something, he's like, "Oh man, fuck him." You know, it's like it's never.
But
crazy.
It's really easy to be mellow when you're on when you're just hanging out with somebody that's at their thing. You know, like when I'm at UFC or one of your stand-up shows, it's fun to just hang out there because it's your thing, and I'm just hanging out. But like, if you saw me how I am, like if it's my show, you know what I mean? Like if I'm the headliner. And the opening act goes long, or something stupid happens. I have a temper. I get I get frustrated really? With things.
Opening acts going long can be upsetting. It's when people get unprofessional, and we've all done it. I'm so guilty of it. Me talking about it at all is completely hypocritical. I've totally gone long many times. It's like you don't want to get off stage. The audience is so prime. It's so awesome. And you have more bits, and you're like, fuck it. And you can just you'll say, I'll just do this one more bit, and before you know it, you're like 10 minutes late. And
I 50 didn't know you weren't allowed yeah. until I started doing it now, and they're like, "What? Why did you do 1 hour and 10?" I'm like, "That wasn't that long," and they were like, "No, 40. Do 40 and stop."
Yeah,
and like, for headlining,
yeah, or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
What? Give like, me the no, give me that club. I want to work that club. Yeah.
See what it is, dude. Is that serious? You're used to doing my shows where we just sort of take over.
Yeah,
just
like I know this second show.
Oh, the
so
rules
the
are very different when you're on your own.
Yeah,
but you still have weird curfews sometimes, like that last place in Houston.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a good. That was a real curfew.
Why?
Yeah. In those big theaters, you have to, you know, you have to, well, you have to be considerate of the union rules. I mean, people don't want to work all night, you know, and so if you make them work 3 or 4 hours after they're supposed to work, yeah, guess what? I'm with the union people. They should get compensated. You know, why do you want to have this show go dragging on forever? You know, if it makes sense financially, I'd be, even be willing to pay the extra. You know, I don't think they should have to work extra hard. I mean, the contract is pretty simple. It's like, you know, a few hours. You get it for a few hours and then get the fuck out of here. If not, you got to keep paying us. That's reasonable to me.
Yeah.
But and, you know, you're good at doing. You're good at a long. You've got a good long game. You're like you can do a good long set. You know, like that's just not my. I'm just not that. For me, it would start to get a little too potentially
spot?
Repetitive,
right,
or
right.
I'd go to the crowd too much or something.
Right.
You know, and then it would just be. I just feel. I like to just leave them wanting more. You
what's
know,
your that's a great.
And you know, do, I, even though you do longer sets.
I backed off a lot. I backed off a lot. I used to do Q&A.
You do
I
a
totally
tight show that's pretty
Q&As.
Long.
One time, I was in Phoenix, and this is when I decided to stop, and I was doing Q&As all weekend, and they would go like 1.5 hours after the show, and I was like, wow, this is like, there's no way to end this right, and I was like, I would like end it with like some old bit or something like that just to get off stage with a laugh,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I clearly dragged this out way too far, and it was like, for some people, they loved it, but for... It was more than like
sometimes
20 or 30% that are like, let's get fucking done with this. This is
yeah,
so self-indulgent.
And they've also got in their mind probably because of the publicity is probably out there that there's a good chance that they can if they stick around
come
they can
meet
you after
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
And it's like they're so excited about meeting you they don't
right.
need to hear you talk for another hour.
Right.
They would rather meet you. They'd rather get that experience. Yeah, you know, like
yeah. well that happens.
People
no matter
have such
what.
Short attention but spans
just,
now.
You know, it's you can give too much of a good thing or it's not entertaining at all. Anymore. It just becomes a chore. And I've been there. I've been there as an audience member and I've been there as a performer. And I just learned. So I very rarely do more than 1 hour and 10, 1 hour and 20 at the most. And I just fucking try to hit it as hard as I can.
It used to be the worst when you're standing behind the curtain waiting to wrap up the show for an hour and 45 minutes. It's like, I can't even go smoke. I have no idea.
Yeah, I could end it at any moment, unfortunately. We have some fucking fun shows, though, man. We, you know, one of the people, I was talking to somebody recently, and they're like, oh, I really don't like the road. It's, like, so depressing. I'm like, wow. When we go on the road, we have a fucking party.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it totally wrong.
It's depressing.
When Ari and Joey and Doug, I mean, when we show up in Houston together, we're all smoking weed, eating steak, and high-fiving. We had margaritas in the morning before the UFC. You guys are on the floor. I'm getting paid to be there. Who's getting depressed? This is, like, the greatest experience ever.
Here, let me walk you through the depression weekend.
This is a miracle dream weekend, and it happens every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're featured table service at that nightclub.
You show up Thursday, and your feature is 47 years old and black, and he's got an issue with the fact that you're 39 and white. So he does 35 of clean, killer, hacky material. Then he's selling 5 DVDs and 3 shirts for $20, right? And then you have to hang out with him all fucking week. That's what the road's really like.
No.
That's for the average comic.
Okay, for the average comic. But guess what? That's seasoning, son. You don't get to be a pool hustler just straight away. You got to make your time in the little bars and
hustling people for a dollar. Have you hung out Twitter at all?
You can't just take
have you
on
hung out people you meet online
Shane Van Boning in a race
have
to
I,
10.
You have.
That's all I hang out with.
Yeah,
is
they,
people
they're
from
cool.
Twitter. Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, they're always cool, but I'm always afraid they're going to slip something in my drink.
Yeah, there's that fear.
Ari Shaffir would just. Like, go for it. He would just open himself up like Jesus every town he goes to. Let's hang out and smoke pot.
You got me.
Edible, that means eat it. Here we go.
It's easy
can't
to
you bring an opener that you like?
Yeah.
I can now.
You have to.
But this is the first year that it's been mandatory.
It's important to go through the ones where it's bad so that you'd appreciate the ones where it's good. It's very important.
Yeah, and you'll always get a bad one
early.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Like the other night, it was at the Improv, and there's this young lady that was emceeing that, like, just the rudimentary, fundamental MC skills were just out the window. So now Doug Benson's going to come to the stage. He's been in. Oh, well, you've that's it. You don't need to say anymore. You've said my name. I'm going to come up now. You know, stuff like that. Yeah. And standing there holding the microphone and hands it to each act when they come on. Yeah. Instead of just put it back in the stand.
And just leave.
Let's go to neutral. I don't necessarily want to start with the microphone in my hand.
I always feel bad for them, man.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's
their awkwardness. And it's like, you know, when someone says, when someone comes up to you, what should I say before I bring you on? What do you say?
I give them something to say because if you just, you know, because you feel like the nice thing to say is just say whatever you want. But
that's
when you give them that
say.
License, then they say the weirdest shit.
Really?
Because they don't know.
Let them say it,
but it's funny. You're right. It can be funny what they say, but it also
don't ever leave that.
It also puts them in a white hot panic because they don't want to think of what they're going to say about you. Sometimes, you know, they don't want to have that on them. They want they
right.
Just
what if they
know.
Think you suck and they don't want to say it? You know,
yeah.
You know, like what if it's like Austin and you're working at Cap City and you're fucking you got your bag of tricks and rockets you're ready to shoot out of your asshole and then like Austin comedians they don't want to say what tell me what to say, bitch.
Yeah,
you know? Come on. I'm in a real fucking comedy town. You suck. Tell me what to say, stupid.
It's like those guys. What's that story about Judy Gold? She came up to someone and she was like, I think it was like a, you know, some dick. And he was like, what do you want me to say? And she was like, I don't care. I don't give a fucking shit. Just don't, you know what? Here's the thing. Don't make any jokes about my height. And he was like, okay.
That just puts the idea in.
Yeah, so then he says, what can I say about this next lady except for fee, fi, fo, fum? And then brought her on stage. And you're like, man, you do not fucking. I mean,
the worst person ever brought me on stage was Frankie Pace. And it was total misunderstanding. For whatever reason, he thought that I was making fun of him. Because I had brought him up and I said he was old school. I said, Frankie Pace, I go, with some old school Long Island comedy. Because he was like this guy, when I came up, he had already been on television. And he was on, you know, he was like a big guy in Long Island. Like, he would do, like, really well out there. When I said that, like, old school Long Island comedian, I didn't mean.
All he
was
heard
was
old,
thing.
Old, old,
That's
old.
All he heard, man. That's all he heard.
Someone get a ramp for the stage.
And so I said it, you know, I heard he got upset. And then I talked to him about it. And I explained to him. I said, no, listen, man. I go, it's a compliment. And so he, even after I said that to him, he went on stage and he, you know, the Comedy Store is always like, you bring on the next comic, you know, so it might be, you know, Dice Clay might bring you up. You know, you never know who's going to bring you up at the Comedy Store. And he brings me up, and as he's bringing me up, he's telling my closing bit. He's doing my, he's got this really kind of, it's a strange bit about tigers. tigers having sex with each other, and it's just really loud. I want you to prepare you for that.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Wow. Like, it's like a really, like the douchiest intro of all time. Wow. And so I go on stage, and I go, listen, man, I go, when I called you old school, I said, I go, it means you have skills. And I go, doesn't that mean that, folks? Like in the rapper world, and the audience cheered. I go, dude, I mean, no disrespect. And he goes, well, yeah, well, then you're new school. And I was like, oh, no. I reached out with love, and this is what you did. Now you've shown the green face of jealousy.
And then you said, you're no school, and you walked away.
No.
You brought him up, or I don't get it? He brought you up.
He brought me up.
He brought you up.
I had brought him up at another instance, and I said he was an old school comedy veteran from
stuck
Long
in his
Island.
Fucking craw.
You know, if I said Bert Kreischer with some old school stand up from fucking Tallahassee, wherever, what part of Florida?
Tampa,
Florida, bitches.
I wouldn't want to see that.
We would high five. We would high five as I brought him on stage, and that would be the end of it. I was just trying to hype him up. Yeah. I mean, when I said he's a old school comedy veteran from Long Island, I didn't mean he sucked, man, but. For whatever reason, mostly because, you know, I'm on this television show. I was on a sitcom at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he was still trying to make it, and he was flying back and forth. And, it was a total misunderstanding. That always bugged the shit out of me. Like, why are you mad at me, man? I always liked you.
All
you did was fun.
People can get
upset, man. This is a fucking tricky business, and a lot of people feel like it's not fair. And when they feel like it's not fair, for whatever reason, they focus their energy on you, you know. And really, this is a life lesson. If you see someone and their success is making you angry, look inward. Look at yourself, because that is your fucking problem 100% of the time. If that person upsets you, you may use them as fuel. You may use them as motivation. You can use them to say, I don't ever want to be that guy. This is a lesson that the universe has given me. But you can choose to not be upset at them. You can choose how you move forward. It's up to you.
Of course.
It's 100% up to you.
And it's really
guys,
hard,
guys
though.
Like that, it is hard as fuck, bitch! Discipline! You got to be able to stand in a horse stance.
I don't
and
think
let them
it's
beat
hard
you
at all.
Sticks.
I mean,
yeah, but that's you, man. If you don't think it's hard,
you
you're just
dig
super
in,
chill.
Dude, you got to dig in. You got to occasionally do squats.
So weed helps me to not be angry at
kettlebell
other
squats.
People's successes.
You need to have good posture.
Wow, that's interesting.
And go deep and then go all the way up.
What's he smoking?
I don't know. I think you put on the NASA suit and you're
I'm in space.
You're gonna, things
plus,
like
I'm
that
pretty
are going
sure
to happen.
The podcast is off the air by now. We're on Ustream. The shit cuts out at least 20 times a show. I thought that was the bonus round for only the folks that are going to get this on iTunes. It's frozen. Look behind you, Brian.
No, that's just the Mac Mini from 4 years ago.
Oh. Yeah, we need new equipment.
Well, dude, we're YMCA.
What is this,
studio.
Mr. Galern? What
is this? This is a fucking disc for you. It's rock and roll. I saw
What this is a fucking CIA worm.
This is
now I know why this funny guy has not made it, because he's with them.
He's undercover, man.
He's with the other side.
Bro, listen, a while back I saw a tweet or whatever from you were jamming his Queens of the Stone Age, and I'm like,
right,
okay.
Love them.
Okay, there's some Queens on there, and then
it's a mixtape.
Listen,
mixtape.
Sir, we're not distributing illegal MP3s in the age of SOPA.
Apple, man. That's
you
not...
can't do that. You can't burn.
It's against
music.
The law, man.
Yeah.
I bought those
I must,
fucking CDs.
I believe
man.
You did, sir, and I thank you kindly.
Half of them.
This is what I would prefer from you. Since I'm not poor, I would like just a list of all the shit you think is cool, and I'll fucking pay for it. I'll pay for that shit.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Like, what
I'll
do you
think? Well, man, I have no business taking anybody's
go.
Free
Bert
shit.
Bert Kreischer's taking it.
If anybody's selling any of the things on that CD,
Bert's
going to
keep it for sure.
I would have no, there's no way in my good conscience I could not buy it.
It started with the double cassette player in the 80s. That's where this copyright shit
Well, the cassette
came,
player
you know?
Period, when you know people were freaking out when cassette players came along that could actually tape the radio. You remember
How
when,
dare you?
I remember taping the radio.
Dude, one of my favorite Terrence McKenna interviews. One of my favorite Terrence McKenna interviews. Terrence McKenna was being interviewed by Art Bell, and someone taped it off the radio. And Terrence McKenna's fucking signals cutting out. It's all and the actual radio signal goes out almost at one point where you could barely hear them. It's crackling, but it's still there, and it's awesome because it's got this weird feeling of suspense. It's almost like you're there while you're really there while this whole thing is being like taped and recorded.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. Powerful Burt Kreischer.
Hey, we're just a collective. We have no response to that.
High by contact, Burt Kreischer.
That's a good record.
Do you
want
to take a little breaky poo and start like?
It's 9:40. We have 20 minutes before the show starts. Why don't we take a breaky poo now? We have the most hilarious and talented people on the fucking planet Earth.
No, just take
Where'd
a little
that
breaky
Jew
poo?
Go? Where'd that crazy Jew go? Where's the Jew?
No, I'm just saying, take a little break.
Where's your fear?
I don't know.
Do you want to take a break?
I gotta get them into the
show. I mean, because I have a lot of shit I have to set up and all this.
What are you doing? You got a puppet show? What the fuck are you
No,
doing?
We have another comedy. We're doing a live comedy show in the next room.
What are you worried about? It's all 20 right. minutes from now. We'll do 10 more minutes. How about that?
All right.
Your cult leader has spoken, bro.
I want to give people some of the fucking Armo's drinks.
And plus, I want to get illegal with this shit. You know, I want to start playing songs. I'm going to be like, let's have a party. Okay. Let's make it like legit, you know?
You know what? Brian just made a really excellent point. And I'm going to rescind my prior ruling. Because if I were president, that's what I would do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to end this fucking
podcast.
You're like
GoDaddy style.
Yeah. I'm going back just like GoDaddy. We're going to end this podcast. I want to thank you, everybody, for joining in. Thank you to Doug Benson. Please, please, please subscribe to his podcast. It is on iTunes, and it's called Doug Loves Movies. Jason Glern, do you have anything these motherfuckers can connect to you on? Anything, because they will. They're going to reach out right now.
The Twitter.
Twitter. What is it? What the fuck is your name on Twitter?
Jason Galern.
Spell it, son! G-I-L- what the fuck is a Galern?
G-I-L-L-E-A-R-N.
Say it one more time.
Bingo.
Jason, G-I-L-L. J-A-S.
Connection?
It's not like
he's a fucking twisted genius.
He is not, and he's busy. He can't use my guy.
Okay, no.
Get your own guy, fuckface, okay?
With all the technology, they can't find my fucking Twitter name.
Spell your Twitter, son.
If they're not fucking retarded, I don't want them to
just go to deathsquad.tv, you'll be able to find it.
What if another guy comes in Galern and he spells it?
Underscore Jason Galern.
Alphabetically.
You know what? Either way, it doesn't fucking matter, man.
Listen, folks, we're going away, but we're not going away.
Hey, I have shows at Tampa Improv New Year's Eve. Go see them.
Powerful Burt Kreischer has spoken.
Hey, is it true that the SATs are for faggots?
Oh, shit. By the way, if you see Burt Kreischer, if you see Burt Kreischer out there on the street, the proper way to address him is Powerful Burt Kreischer. That is how you're supposed to say it. So if you see Burt Kreischer, I don't care if you're at the airport, if you're at the fucking DMV, if you're in the line at Walmart, it is Powerful Burt Kreischer.
What if I'm smoking in front of his kid's school?
Don't do that. Keep it to yourself, junkie. You're fucking up the cause there, Benson. Ruining it for the good folks. We'll be right back with the Ice House Chronicles, which is only available on the Death Squad. We're going to stop this Ustream show and come back under the same banner at the same website. But it's I know it's confusing.
Girls,
stick with us. Listen, motherfucker, the podcast is still going. Don't go talking in your own separate groups. Jesus Christ. I know you're a first timer. I know. I'm about to thank the Fleshlight. These motherfuckers want to start talking about their kids.
I know. What the fuck?
Thank How you. Are your girls,
Thank
Joe?
You. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
I've turned down all the mics.
This is a goddamn it's a commercial. This is fake anger. All of it's fake. We actually like each other. Sometimes comedians will like pretend to be upset just to try to make light out of everything. And, you know, this is Jason's first time here. I don't want to really make him uncomfortable. So I want him to know. This is okay, buddy. Hey, your mic's not on. That's right, you fuckhead. You can't talk. You can't talk while I'm talking.
You're censored like SOPA, bitch.
Oh, my goodness. Censored like SOPA. Listen, we love you, and we thank you all for tuning in. As always, this is our second anniversary show, and we are happy as fuck that you guys are enjoying this. We love to do it. Thank you to all our friends that are in this sort of a network of freaks. Our friend Doug Benson from Doug Loves Movies and Burt Kreischer from Burt the Conqueror on the Travel Channel. I bet you it's Jason Galern. Follow him on Twitter.
Yes.
Figure it out. He doesn't want to spell his name because he only wants people that can figure that out, and that's a smart move. Thank you to the Fleshlight. If you go to joerogan.net and click on the link for the Fleshlight and enter in the code name Rogan, you will get 15% off. Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
And then also we are sponsored by Onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T, makers of Alpha Brain, a cognitive enhancer, Shroom Tech Sport, an energy pill based on the cordyceps mushroom. This is an excellent supplement if you're into working out really hard. And Shroom Tech Immune, which is an immunity supplement based on a completely different mushroom. All information available at onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T. Enter in the code name Rogan, and you will get 10% off. What? Thank you all. We love you. Thank you for tuning in for 2 years. It's
200
been the
episodes,
funnest,
buddy.
Funnest thing we've ever done. And 2012 is not even... December 21st, 2012 is not even a year away. Oh, shit.